Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than coming home and finding out your living room is the wet spot.
Oh, what a starter.
Yeah.
That's pretty much an ender.
Yeah. I'm couth. The number to call in, if you like, is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and I am joined by the one and only Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Joe is efforting to get here. He will be here soon.
Yes. He's trying to get here through the malaise that is our New York traffic pattern.
I'm sure he'll tell us all about it.
I'm sure.
So, let's see. I don't know what's going on. So, we got a little bit of we got good news. We got some bad news.
Oh.
Bad news is we're no longer on Hawk Radio.
Oh, I know.
Station's no more all. No more.
That's
done.
That's a shame.
But the good news is the owner started a new station
called
Extreme Jams. And you can listen to us there if you like. Well, you can't right now because for some reason I can't get on.
Oh, no.
But, I messaged the boss, Joey.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I don't know why it is. I don't know why I can't get in. I have a problem with the software on their sites that involves me getting in for some reason.
Yeah, it's always a struggle.
It's theirs and... And Mac Daddy, who we're not on right now either. They both have the same type of software to get onto their page.
Right, and our software and theirs don't like to talk.
I don't know what it is.
I think they're frenemies.
They might be frenemies. So, I don't know if we're there tonight. If he gets this, we will be. But there's plenty of other places to listen to us.
Yes, there are a ton. And I tell you at the end of every show.
You tell me? Well, that's true. You tell them.
I do.
I kind of tune you out.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see. What do we got coming up for tonight? Oh, we also want to remind you that our biggest Fool of the Year contest is still going on.
Yes.
You can win a Surf Easy Total Virtual Protection Network. Virtual Protection Network, VPN. Surf Easy VPN. All you got to do is send us a story with somebody who you think is the biggest fool from the past year. So from April 1st, 2013 to, say, March 30th, 2014, you summarize the story. You send us the story. You summarize it in 5 lines or less. And you can give us up to 3 reasons why your fool is the biggest fool.
Yes.
And you just email that to me at Davin, D-A-V-I-N, at davincomedy.com. There's no reason not to enter. You could get a really cool prize. It doesn't cost you anything. And it's fun because what will happen is on that show, we'll do our countdown as we always do, and then we'll hash out the best from the fans.
Yeah.
And we'll see who wins. Always fun time.
Yeah, why not try?
There's no reason not to try.
No reason not to.
Exactly. Participate. We're giving you stuff.
I know. We're giving away cool stuff.
I know. Everybody who's had the Surf Easy loves the Surf Easy.
Yes.
So I don't know why. Well, okay, I could get a Surf. We gave one to Morgane.
Morgane.
She won, what was it, like quadruple overtime?
Yeah.
What was that? Name That Orgasm?
Name That Orgasm. And everybody, you know what? And there were other people who, if they stuck in the game, they were going to be close to it. But
they might have won without the overtime.
Exactly.
So. Always giving away good stuff here.
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, Trucker Tom wants to know if that's 2 times that the show was fired from Hawk Radio.
Stupid. No, this would be new from Extreme Jams. But no, we're not fired. It's actually our show and Joey's show right now are the only live shows.
Yes.
Well, except right now they're not hearing anything.
Yeah.
There are
no live shows.
So I messaged Joey. I don't know if he's going to get it. If Joe was here, to be honest with you, I would leave the microphone for a few minutes.
He would leave me all alone. He's afraid to leave me alone with the microphone to talk to you guys.
You know what?
Fail.
Maybe I'll just call Joey on the air.
Why not?
What the hell? All right.
They'll listen.
They'll listen. Screw these people. You'll listen to any type of tripe I throw at you. We've done this long enough. You are not discerning anymore. That is success in talk radio when people simply tune in.
Just to listen to whatever nonsense we're spewing.
And you know what? There's a lot of shows that have been at this for a long time that I think that's pretty much the motto.
Oh, I think that's what they're doing anyway. I think that some of the shows come down to what did you have for breakfast? How is it agreeing with your stomach? What does your significant other think about you? And then they're off. You know, I mean, all
that's pretty much, you just pretty much described our opening like hour every week.
No, I know.
Your message after the tone.
Ah!
Hey, Joey, this is Davin. You're not on the air right now. Actually, we're not on your air right now. We want to be on your air, but for some reason I can't log into Extreme Jams. So if you get this and you can work the magic from your end, I think we'll be able to do that because I am trying to encode, but it is not happening, sir. So if you can make that happen, or you can call back 845-986-8804. But yeah, I think there's some tech issues that we, you and I will have to work out at a later date.
Joey, help! Help!
Yeah, it's Pip Helix.
Yeah, that's what the kind of the message I leave on everybody's answer machine. And now Joe is probably calling back to find out why this woman was screaming.
Really? Really?
What is it?
It's like it didn't hang up properly.
It's that callback thing.
I'm trying to get us like on multiple.
Shut up, you.
I'm trying to get us on multiple stations, and stupid can't hang up a phone properly. This is as bad as Joe being unable to blow his whistle during his bit.
I know. This is
this is like the basics, and we can't get this done.
No, we can't. You know, I mean, like the basics of technology is like really whatever can happen is going to happen. Even the phone hanging up and tries to call back.
Come on, I'm not done with you, you whore.
Wait, what? Yeah. Oh, I've heard that before.
So
I can't pretend.
Yeah, so that's disappointing. We were going to make our debut.
Yeah, on Extreme Jams.
But you know, they might come in later on.
No, they're just less extreme.
No, they're extreme. I like, before they had like the emblem was like a hawk because it was hawk radio.
Yeah.
Now it's got like this drawing, I can only assume it's a drawing, of like this hot chick with like her breasts hanging out like listening to music.
I didn't think that was a drawing. I thought that was actually a picture.
No, I don't think so. No girl looks that good.
Oh, okay.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
All right, I've seen girls look that good. No, but it wasn't a real person. It was a caricature of somebody.
Oh, okay, because I thought I saw a picture that it was like a real girl, like, DJing.
It was a drawing.
But the way, it was really small, so it looked like a picture to me.
What did you think, it was a midget? It was a small, it was a midget DJ. That's what it was. That's how you know it's real.
I just saw the little tiny picture, and I thought, listen, the way that her head was cocked, you can hardly see her face anyway. Who is kidding who? All you're looking at is those cans.
Yes, they were sticking out.
Yeah, wow.
I'm not complaining.
A lot.
And again, I'm not complaining.
No, but that's what anybody would be looking at.
Joey has gone from marketing a bird.
Yes.
To marketing tits. Yeah. Joey's a smart man. He's learning.
He's learning.
I'm surprised it took him this long to figure it out.
It's extreme cans. I mean extreme.
Funny. That's the promo I should have cut for the station because I had to cut like a new promo.
Oh, really?
For them to play the rotation.
Extreme cans. I mean extreme jams.
No, I wouldn't have corrected. I just would have left it extreme cans.
Extreme cans because that's their logo.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah. I think that would be good.
You know, we should recall redo the Mac Daddy one. The Jugs. Or not. Mac Daddy.
not or not. No, no. No, just the Jugs.
Cyanip Radio. It's good to be on Cyanip Radio.
Cock Almighty.
Cock Almighty.
We can just make up
Clutch and Nipples. You can listen to us on Clutch and Nipples Radio Entertainment Radio. Who else?
Awesome.
The Nipple Authority.
Oh, I was just going to
No, the Titty Authority.
Titty Authority.
Listen to us on the Titty Authority.
Wait a minute.
For independent breasts, titties, that will not be confined to bras, you listen to us on the Titty Authority.
And you can listen to us on bralessradio.fm.
Oh, braless radio. I had a bit, like, who's braless? Oh, yeah, yeah. Davin's cans.
Terrible.
Yes.
Oh, let's see.
Any other live affiliates, or can we move on with this?
Yeah. Cock Superstation.
Cock. Well, no, we're doing breast.
No. Okay. Oh well, I could do cock if I want.
You most certainly can. What would Talk Superstation be? Tit Superstation's really equal.
Yeah.
I guess it could be Cock Superstation.
Yeah, I think it could be.
Yeah.
Cock Superstation.
That's not nice. No, that's not nice. There's got to be something for tits. A boobs.
Well, Tit Superstation.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we already used it.
Yeah.
I know.
Tit Superstation? I would tune in. What are you doing? I'm going to listen to some Tit Superstation. They're huge! And all those tits have capes. It's a Tit Superstation. Don't tug on Tit Superstation's cape. It'll squirt milk in your eye. You won't like that. It's Tit Superstation.
Well, and Stitcher is so easy.
Well, yeah, but that's one of the podcast stations.
Yeah, I know. But they're in.
iTits. You can listen to us on iTits.
Yes.
Don't forget to listen on
Mandroid.
You know, what would iHeart be? I mean, iFart, but who wants to do that? Listen to us on iFart Radio.
Oh, I can't listen to an hour of this.
So this is what you were talking about when shows mail it in.
Yeah.
Is that what this was?
Just like this.
Okay. I think we've wasted enough time with that. 11 minutes in, we've done nothing.
No, I know. This is kind of like my day at my day job today.
Yeah.
The first 2 hours, nothing done.
Yeah, that's my day every day.
I was so proud. Not really. No.
Yes. Okay, cool. Joey says, sounds good. I'll add. Wait, is that old? Oh, no, that's fucking old.
Joey said nothing.
Joey, that's the problem. Joey did say nothing. Oh, Chris.
Trucker Tom loves him some eye tits.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Bet he does.
I bet.
Eye tits.
Eye tits.
I think I'm being attacked on one of these empty scamming pages, but I don't have time to deal with that now.
Yeah, really? Are you going to battle them now?
it is the power that we have.
We're like public
embarrassment, like for that lasts forever. That is the advantage. That's why you don't want to have a dick swinging contest with me.
Oh God, trust me, you don't. You will lose.
Yeah, it's not worth it. I mean, the wreckage of people that like got my attention for the wrong reasons. I mean, there are people that you don't hear about them much anymore.
The highway authority is still scooping them up.
I mean, it's like don't do this. Because I'm not looking to fight. I'm not looking to fight.
No.
But if you get my attention for being a douche, I will end the fight. Because if I'm fighting, I'm bringing truth and logic to the table. Those are my secret weapons. Truth and logic. Because I'm not battling you if I don't have truth and logic. Because if I don't have truth and logic on my side, I'm probably agreeing with you.
Right.
Some level.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you won't go and just fight with somebody. Some people take an arbitrary opposite position just because they like to argue.
Right.
Or they have to be right.
Sure.
And you won't do that. You'll actually admit, no, I'm wrong. You know, I see the evidence and, okay, you know, sorry about that. You're right.
Fortunately, that doesn't happen very often.
No, I haven't seen it. I've seen it happen very rarely, but I've seen it happen.
Can't think of any moment right now. I must have been arguing with the wife.
Yeah, that's when that happens.
Is that when it happens? I mean, I don't give in to her either, though. I use the same things when I fight with her, truth and logic. That's why she doesn't like fighting with me.
Well, she uses truth and logic.
Yeah, but if I'm fighting with her with truth and logic, I got more of the truthy and the logic. I'm going to fight with a woman without truth and logic? I'm not a Japanese kamikaze. I'm not a Malaysian pilot. I want to land that plane.
You don't even want to go in there without like all the ammo you can gather.
Yeah, because here's the thing about me. Once I'm in the fight, I'm not veering off and turning left. I'm not disappearing. I will crash that plane.
You are jumping on the ship and taking over the cockpit.
Exactly.
What?
So, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what any of this was about.
I don't know either.
But, we got stuff on tonight's show.
Yeah, I know.
Tonight's show, a comedian, Ari Teeman, is going to be calling in. He's going to tell us about the rude surprise he got when he rented out his apartment for a weekend, and he came home a little bit early, and what did he discover? An orgy! This has been in the papers today. He's been making his rounds on the morning shows, like the big morning TV shows and everything, and the radio and everything. So we're going to talk to Ari. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to get that story because that sounds like a horrible thing to discover.
I cannot wait to hear this
story. It was a BBW orgy.
Even worse.
Glad you said it, not me.
Yeah, no. Look, I'm a big girl. I don't think I can handle watching that.
Damn it, women lose weight. What's wrong with you?
No, honestly.
And I'm not saying that. That's me portraying Pip if she was judging.
Yes. Listen. We don't have mirrors in our bedroom, okay? That's for my benefit.
They don't even have lights.
I don't want to know. Poor Mr. Hillix. I don't want to know. But I really don't want to see other people at it. No.
What the hell happened? Wait,
what happened?
We are now off everywhere. What the hell happened?
Oh, no.
No? Let's see. I don't know what's going on now. Huh. That's weird. That is very weird.
Sam is a demon.
It really is.
It just decides that it says I'm tired. I'm good. Everybody in the chat is saying hi to each other, and they're all talking about how tired they are, and I think that you influenced the broadcaster, because now it said, no more happy times for you.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I asked the kids in the den if they could hear me, but nobody's answering.
No, I don't know. We are nowhere right now.
Oh, crap.
That is that is really weird.
Wow. Oh, you know what it is? It's
we lost internet.
We lost internet. It just popped up and said, Internet Explorer has stopped working.
connect. Oh, now we're back.
Okay.
That is really weird.
Oh, wow. All
right. We have internet again.
Okay.
Let's see. Are we back?
I'm not completely back yet.
No.
Excuse me.
We're not on the internet yet?
Not yet.
That's really weird.
I know. I'm trying to recover a web page.
Really? The internet never goes down anymore.
I know. This is really strange.
Check, check. Let's see. Okay. All right. I think I'm back now.
I am not yet.
All right. I am back. I'm back, baby! That's going to sound lovely in the rebroadcast.
I know. This is going to be really weird because all of a sudden we just went dead.
Yeah, well, we lost internet. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the hazards of being on internet is that if your connection drops, like we don't have enough tech issues on our own.
I'm like, where the hell is Donnie? Well, Donnie will fix this. Where's Diva Donnie? Hold on, Pip Phil. I need to get Diva Donnie on. So, we lost internet.
Oh, great. You poor bastards. I'm going to fill. This will be interesting for you.
Well, you don't have to now. The stations that weren't with us still aren't with us. But the stations that were with us are with us again. So we're fine. All right.
I'm still trying to get back in the chats. Hang on, kids in the den. I'm coming. Mom's coming.
So we got Ari Teeman. So he'll be calling in just a little bit. I'll be calling him, actually.
I can't wait to hear this. The BBW...
This should be fun time. And we're going to continue our investigation whether Ann Jackson is a scammer or a victim. That is like our second running soap opera.
Yeah.
The second half of the show is backloaded with soap operas.
It just has as many bumps and, you know, turns and twists as the whole Belinda story.
And that's what it is. The difference, but this Ann Jackson thing has been even more polarizing.
Yeah. Oh,
There were some very angry people last week.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that.
Yes. There were a lot of exclamation points and all caps last week.
All is good. It's a new week.
Yes.
We'll piss off new people.
No, it's the same old people, but we'll be pissing them off even worse.
Well, I mean, I'm sure some people that were not pissed will be pissed, and some people that were pissed last week might not be pissed this week. You never know.
You never know.
It's your job as a listener to be pissed. That's what we're here for. You don't have enough stress in your life. All right. So, are you back in?
No, I'm not.
You have no internet?
The chat says connecting, not currently streaming. I don't know what that means. So
why don't you shut it down and start it up again?
I'm starting over.
All right. So I will. I'm not going to entertain the chat. I'm going to go on.
You'll
be with them shortly.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they can hear.
I hope so.
Let's see. Is my Facebook blowing up? That's always a good indicator.
I know. It's like, where are you? We can't hear you. What happened?
Let's see.
Overboard.
We got a message. Who's the message from?
Ding 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 ding. Yeah.
Who's the message from?
But we're actually really relieved.
Ah, you're back now. Diva Donnie was listening.
Hey, Diva Donnie.
Are you having tech issues? You were just cutting in and out for like 3 minutes.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
back now. Yes, Diva Donnie, we were, I did not know. We lost internet. Yeah.
We were doggy paddling in here.
Now, if you can get your sweet tuchus, Donnie, to Canada, because both of our stations that are in Canada, I'm not there. I can't get on their stations.
Right.
Now, one of them has their server in the Philippines, so you might have to go from Canada to the Philippines. But I'll just settle for Canada, Donnie. So listen on TuneIn, or however you want to listen. Take the mobile way to listen, Donnie, and get your sweet tush over to Canada. Because the people in Canada, the stations, they're not responding to me right now.
You know what? The only thing they heard of that whole conversation was his sweet tush.
Really? That's the most important thing.
I think it was.
If there's anything you need to know about my respect for Donnie, it ends and begins with his sweet tush.
You know what? I think that a lot of people feel that way.
Well, that's what...
It is one mighty fine tush.
You know, one mighty fine tush.
When you have quality like that, it deserves respect.
It's like it should have, like, work boots on its cheeks and be steel-sided, like steel-plated.
Plated. Well, what is it, a tank?
Well, because like workmanship.
Workmanship like that. It's got rivets on the side.
I mean, this is the type of tush you behold and respect. This is not a tush to be taken lightly.
It could be taken gently.
Listen, Diva Donnie can weigh in on that, on how he wants the tush to be taken.
Yeah, that's his issue.
I know the man well, but not well enough to sell out his tush.
I don't know that's true.
To sell
out. I don't know.
I have the right to remain silent.
I don't know.
Even if it smarts, I'll bite a pillow.
I don't know how well you two know each other, but I'm not even going to go there.
Lots of quality time. Anyway, all right. So, what an awful beginning to a show.
I don't know about that.
Well, I'm not happy. I'm happy with the banter. I'm not happy with the tech.
No.
But
the tech is being bad like usual.
But let's you know what? Something happened to me this week that warranted one of our favorite segments.
Oh.
You stink.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I'll put the shoes back on.
Has nothing to do with you for a change. Oh. All right. So I posted about this on Facebook. See, if you want to know what the show is going to be about, just follow my Facebook feed for like a few weeks.
I know.
It's like, because all shit that I need to get off my chest,
yeah,
I bring to the show.
Oh, no, I pretty much see that as like,
this is the show prep.
Yeah, I was going to say the foreplay. No, it's not the foreplay.
All right.
It's the, you know, like the teaser.
Yes, it is. It is the teaser. Hold on. Before I get to Donnie's weighing in, send me a passport and airline ticket to go. I do have a wonderful tush. It is my best feature. That's what I love about Diva Donnie. He always leads with his ass. A lot of times I feel like he's talking out of it, as a matter of fact.
Yes, so do we. That's actually one of the best features of our show. We lead with our ass.
Yes, we do. We leave it out there.
Yeah.
You got to love a man who can't see his best feature, but it's still relatively confident. Go, no, this is my best feature.
Donnie's not afraid to have mirrors in his bedroom.
No, he's not. No, he's not. All right. So, those of you who've listened to the show for a long time know I've been in a softball league for a long time.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, I blew out my knee.
Yeah, we were talking about your injuries fairly frequently.
Yeah, well, because like 2 years ago,
yeah,
when we were doing shows, I was hobbling around.
Yeah,
I was still playing even though I really couldn't walk.
Yeah, but you were banged up.
Yeah, I really hurt my knee and everything. I've been playing in this league since I was 17.
Wow.
Yes, I'm no longer in my teens.
Noted.
So I've been in this would be my 22nd season.
Wow.
In the league. I'm one of the guys, one of the few guys left who founded the league.
Wow, yeah. Well, yeah. Because people, you know, they get other interests or that, you know, they get out of shape and stuff and they don't still do it. And good for you, you're still doing it.
I'm still well, they can't get rid of me, so you would think. So I used to live in the towns, Bergenfield and Teaneck, New Jersey.
Right.
That were in the league.
Yeah.
I was actually still living in Passaic County, New Jersey. Right. But I still counted my parents' residence as my residence.
Right.
And then when I moved in with my wife, who wasn't my wife at the time, was my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I'm a sinner. we moved to Hackensack, New Jersey, which is a few towns over.
I helped you move there.
You did help me move. God, talk about dust bunnies. Oof.
Oh, man.
Man, was I a slob. Not that I'm not now. Not that I'm not now. I just have a wife.
I blame my allergies on you.
We gave it to you that day.
I know.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was very bachelor Patty.
Yes, it was. Well, you know, listen, there was a method to my madness. You bring it up, just a little tangent. I don't know if we've talked about this before, but my room, I had the biggest room in the place.
Yeah, you did.
My room, I was very strategic about this. I had chairs in my room and a futon and everything in
right,
my bed.
Right.
I had crap on the chairs and the futon. So when I would bring over the girl, well, I guess we got to watch TV on my bed.
Because there's crap every place else. I'm mentally high-fiving you right now,
yeah,
sir.
Because let's be honest. Let's be honest. If they're coming to my bedroom and they see the dishes in the sink, they're not. They kind of get I'm a slob.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're into me enough at this point where they're going to entertain that. So
they
go.
Are they entertaining it exactly again?
They'll be entertaining me soon enough.
Yes.
So they're going to go, yeah, this guy's messy, but they're still into me. This is when I was young and had stuff going on. If you can even imagine such a time. I need to hire a maid if I want to get some.
I knew you back then. You had it going on.
Yeah, I was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't talk to people, but, you know.
You were just shy.
I was shy.
I know.
And I wasn't a comic.
I know. Not yet.
No. So that's what made me more appealing.
I met you when you were a baby comic.
You did. So the strategy would always be, mm-hmm, well, there's no place to sit, so the girl has to sit next to me on the twin bed, because that's how I roll, baby. Who's got the Chewbacca pillowcase? This guy does.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
This guy's going to make Jabba the Hutt see nasty things.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Hey, try on this little gold bikini, won't you?
Somebody's going to come on the Ewok. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, so I didn't have it going on.
No,
but not in the room, but, you know, yeah. I get them to this point. So we're watching TV, mm-hmm, and, you know, you start with the massage.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was the move.
Actually, you know what? I've heard that. I mean, I know that as a fact that that works. But I mean,
I'm sure you do.
But I've heard that from a number of male friends that that is the move. This is the not the actual beginning move, because you have to be in an intimate setting.
No, no, the beginning move is the drug you slip in the drink. that's the beginning move.
The roofies.
Yes, the opening salvo, if you will.
And back in my generation, we slipped them a Mickey.
Whatever it was, you slip them something, so you can slip them something.
Oh, you slip. Very nice.
Yes. So yeah, you start with the massage.
Right.
Next thing you know, you're around. You start at the shoulders. Oh, that feels good.
The
neck.
Neck.
Maybe go up a little bit. Maybe, because you're not nefarious. There's not, you don't have nefarious intention.
No.
You rub the back of the head.
Right.
Oh, a little. And then they purr like a kitty cat. And then you go lower. Then you go back to the shoulders and lower in the back. Now you're doing the center of the back with your thumbs and everything.
Oh,
go lower down. Now you're just above the tramp stamp or whatever the hell they got going on. But you're like, okay, go up. Hey, we're not doing anything naughty.
Oh, no,
not doing anything naughty. Go back to the middle of the back. Next thing you know, you're right. There's a boob. There's a side boob.
Wait, there's stuff on the side.
How did my hands get there? How did that happen?
And listen, you know, if she's on her stomach, you know that you're in if she's arching her back a little, so you can get your hand all the way around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then what you could do is if you want to continue going down the lower back, you can skip the tush. You can skip the tush.
And go down the legs.
You do the thighs.
Because
you just have pure intentions.
Of course you do.
You just want them to roll.
The thighs.
You just want, yeah, really. You, just relax, baby. Relax. I want you to become, this is about you. I'm a gentleman. I'm a gentleman. And then you maybe work on, oh, their thighs are so tense. They're so muscular. They're such a good shape.
Yeah,
because in those days, I could get that.
They're so tense. Boy, you really work out. But, you know, you just need a little moment. You time, and then it'll be me time.
Okay, well, no. No.
Yeah.
Now let's work back up the thigh. Oh, what's that? Am I rubbing your butt? I've never seen that move before. Wow. And normal circumstances, that would be naughty. But I'm just so relaxed.
That's what it is.
This massage feels good. But you know what? The shirt's in the way.
I could give you a better massage. If the shirt was
nothing,
off.
Nothing bad.
And let me just undo the bra so that I can get the full back.
Yeah, nothing bad. Well, you undo the bra. I'm not that very good.
You know what? I think that is just like part of the Y chromosome. Cannot compute bra strap.
I'm better off flipping the bra up and working around that smooth move.
Yeah, so that the bra is just like dangling right under the chin, slapping in the face. Yeah, that's suave.
Oh, like I said, I didn't have much going on. I worked with what I had. It wasn't much.
The bigger the cup, the more flapping in the face. Yeah, very enjoyable. Yeah.
But the shirt's off. That would work. Lower back. Oh, it's all good. You like that, baby? All right, now maybe the thumb goes slightly below the belt line of the pants. Oh, yeah. Small the back. There's so much.
You hold a lot of tension.
Oh, our teacher's such a badass. Gives us so much homework. Oh, we got finals coming up. We're going to have to study.
But you're going to have to relax so that your mind is ready.
Yeah.
You know, you should have been a hippie because then, massages, that's just part of like, hi, how you doing? Let's massage each other.
So that was the move.
Yeah, that's
that
the move.
That would get them completely relaxed, get my cheap gropes. Next thing I'm doing them. That was the move. That was the move.
You're not stupid.
No, I not then.
No.
Dirty bedroom. No place to sit in the
dirty
kitchen.
Dirty boy.
Yes. No place to sit in the kitchen. Oh, it's only TV in my room.
Yeah. No, that actually, you know what? That's a good strategy.
Sure.
But, you know, as women, we have to pretend that we don't know that that's a strategy.
Oh, you knew. You knew.
No, I know. But there's still this ridiculousness where you have to pretend that you don't know what's on the menu. You.
Let me tell you something. Most of these girls in that one little hot streak I had in that very confined period of time, which we've talked about in the show, which was what I called the tour. The girls were giving it up very quickly.
Yeah.
I had mad skills for about 6 months of my long, unproductive life.
But they were mad skills.
They were mad. They were mad skills. So that was, what was the, my fucking point? There was a point to this.
Well, we were talking about how, when
oh, how I moved.
How you moved.
Wow.
We got trapped in the hatchback apartment for a while.
As many a girl did. I will say now, my wife bitches that I do not give massages.
Well, you know what?
Because I lured her in.
Yes, under false pretenses.
She knows I have the full capability.
Why don't don't you just, like, completely blow her mind and do the massage?
I should. You know why? To be honest, because my hands get tired.
You know what? You have to use the proper techniques for the massage. Yeah. Because
my techniques were good for what I was looking for.
Just listen.
I'm not that generous.
No, look. If early in you blow out your thumbs, you're not going to get blown out. That's how it works.
Okay.
You got to learn how to use the bottom of your hand.
Oh, I did that too. That that goes right in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With the elbow right in the good spots in the back. And
there was one time where, like, I massaged a girl's butt.
Right.
And nothing happened. She was my, she was sleeping over.
Okay.
She was my former best friend.
Oh.
You remember her.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. We've never even kissed. We don't even talk anymore. But
that's another story.
Yeah. But we never even kissed. But, like, I gave her fully clothed.
Yeah.
Fully clothed, but, like, a full.
And the full butt massage, too? And nothing?
Yeah, and I think at that moment, if I would have made a move.
It would have been bad.
Right? No, I think I could have.
You could have?
I think at that one particular time.
Okay.
I think at that one particular. And now, considering that we don't talk and aren't friends anymore, I should have done it. I didn't want to ruin a friendship.
I know. Oh, sucks to be you.
It does.
Yes, because you had that one opportunity, but you know what? You backed off to keep the friendship.
Yeah, I did. You know? I did. She was completely laying down in my bed. And again, we slept in the same twin-size bed. Nothing happened.
Wow. Do you think that she wanted you to make
move? Who doesn't? Well,
Joe's told me many times. No, never mind.
Joe wants it. Yeah. Joe was here right now. He'd tell you so himself.
He would.
But maybe that one time. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Nothing ever happened between us. We've never kissed. Or we were very close friends.
Yeah.
And now we don't talk. But
yeah, but that's completely not your fault.
No. But she was a cute girl.
Very.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I would have done her.
You probably had a better shot.
No, I really didn't.
Well, who knows?
But I think that sometimes it's just you might, even in a close friendship, you might have one window of opportunity where you both go and should this go someplace else, and then if that doesn't happen, window's shut forever.
That happened to me with another friend of mine, not as close as her. But we were like...
Somebody that I met or before
I don't
me?
Think so. Like a high school friend.
Okay, that was way before.
She had actually dated my best friend, and now my best friend was dating the other friend I was talking about who I no longer talk to at the time. And me and this other girl were hanging out. We'd always been friends.
Right.
And just talking and everything. We were walking in the woods. And we started spending a lot of time together, and it felt like there was opportunities.
Yeah.
I had no game. I can't close the deal.
Dude,
I'm like a baseball team that has a lead going into the ninth but doesn't have a closer.
Yeah, yes.
I'm so like the Mets. I blow leads. And they don't blow me. I don't have Mariano Rivera in the bullpen.
You know what? That was totally my whole life. Well, I didn't actually know how to even start things.
Show up for a girl.
No. I didn't know, you know, like when I was younger, you know, I was in better shape. And I've never been a looker, but I was cute at least.
Right.
And it was like there have been so many times where I had like guy friends and it was just like I was totally in the friend zone and didn't want to be in the friend zone, but totally in the friend zone. Some of them, because you know I'm the gay maker, some of them turned out because they were gay. And
as the girl, you have the way to defriend the zone. It is amazing what a face.
Spread them.
Yeah, exactly. What a face in the lap can really make that friendship temporarily disappear.
So subtle. Yeah, but you're running the line between you don't want to be a slut burger. You want to be somebody that they care about, not just like.
Well, that's your problem.
Hi, we're pals. First thing, you know, first little inkling that it could go more than that. Nom nom nom. You know.
Friends with benefits. I never had one of those.
I did.
Didn't I? Yeah, I bet that was fun.
Well, it was interesting. We had gone out, so it wasn't completely that. But we'd gone out, and then we broke up, and then we were supposed to just be friends. But you know,
well, so you had already been in a relationship.
Yeah.
But I'm like I'm like talking about somebody who you've never had a relationship with.
Right. No, never had one.
I never had those.
No, I don't know how to do that.
Well, clearly I don't. But I you know. If my wife would think about things, maybe she'd allow it now, but she probably won't.
You know, she lets you get away with the Vassiola sisters, so I think
no,
that
that's
you're
my that's my girlfriend.
Oh, right. But, you know, when life and fake life combine and
yeah, trust me, the real life is not happy with the fake a fake girlfriend.
Trust me, I know that already.
Oh, why has she spoken to you about
it? No. I know your wife.
Oh, yeah.
I know how this works.
But, honey,
no.
She's not the one that called at 5:30 in the morning. That's another fake
girl.
That's
another fake girlfriend. That's not a great plan. That's not...
No.
That's not the argument you lead with.
No.
No. I was going to say constable.
Well, we'll see. Again, I don't have truth and logic on my side in that one. So that's a hamada, 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 hamada argument. All right, I'll fix this. I'm not going to argue the point because there is no excuse for that.
No. That was just an extreme sports radio when the object of your joke calls you in the middle of the night and gets your real wife.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, and I got to pretend I'm asleep. So anywho.
So anyway, you moved to Hackensack.
I moved to Hackensack. And at the time, this has got to be over 15 years ago.
Right. Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was grandfathered into the league. They weren't going to allow other teams from outside Bergenfield. I mean, other players from outside Bergenfield and Teaneck. But me and a few other guys were grandfathered in.
Because you started the thing and I'd already took been you other places, yeah. But you were there. Yeah, that's
exactly.
Fair.
I had been a captain in the league and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened. So, and the league has expanded and contracted. And at times, they've actually had teams from other towns because it suited their needs.
Oh, I see.
So, but you know, whatever. And I guess like 5 years ago, unbeknownst to me at the time, somebody made a stink about getting me out of the league. And then my captain or one of my assistant captains at the time, who was a commissioner, stuck up for me and everything. And my take was, you know what, why don't these people have the guts to say it to my face?
Yeah, really?
Because they're a bunch of cowards.
Yeah.
So, but I've been in this league forever.
Yeah.
So, last year, we're in the playoffs. I talked about we made the playoffs. And we were facing a team in the first round who had a shortstop who was their best player, who just joined the team,
mm-hmm.
who by a lot of accounts should not have been eligible to play.
Oh, why so?
Because of where he lived and everything. Like, he concocted this baloney story and everything. And actually, a lot of guys on my team, we played them in the first round of playoffs, were very angry, and it was very contentious, arguing throughout the game with them.
Right.
And calling them out-and-out cheaters.
Because he was a new guy. He was kind of like a ringer.
That was feeling. This guy's not eligible. You guys have sucked all year. This guy comes the last couple of games. You guys rally and everything.
Oh, okay.
We wound up losing to them in the first round, 3-0. He made some great plays for them, had some great hits. So that team wound up winning the title.
Ah, oh, suck.
Yeah. Now, what you have to understand in this league is when teams get good, there are repercussions. One of the first teams in the league was a bunch of non-Jewish guys who we used to play pickup games with. My dad and my cousin Larry and these guys. They were from Siemens. They used to be a furniture store.
Yeah, I remember them.
We used to play pickup games with them. And then when we joined this league to form the league, those guys came in.
Yeah.
Well, this team of Siemens players,
mm-hmm.
years ago,
mm-hmm.
had the audacity to beat my team in the finals.
Bitches!
The non-Jews beat the Jews in the finals.
Isn't that how it always ends up for your people?
Well, we were winning going into the bottom of the last. No, we're the chosen people, so. So what they did in the offseason was they got rid of all the non-Jewish players. They made a rule.
What?
It's a Jewish league, so that team was gone.
Wait.
It's a temple-sponsored league.
So everybody has to be Jewish or you're out?
That's the rules.
Oh, my God.
So that team was gone. I was just talking to my cousin Larry about this. I go, you do realize if God forbid we actually would have won that game and held on to our lead,
yeah.
these guys might still be in the league today.
Yeah.
But so they were gone. Our best pitcher and our shortstop at the time, same guy, was kicked out of the league. Another guy who was my best friend, Elias,
mm-hmm.
our center fielder, was kicked out of the league.
Well, he's not Jewish?
No, he's not Jewish. He's actually Arab.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. He's actually Arab. He's a Christian, but he's Arab.
Oh, wait. So they definitely did want him on the team.
Well, and he's also showed up late in the Camaro. He's got his shirt off in the outfield with all his tattoos and smoking a cigarette.
That's great.
And cocky as hell.
Yes.
I love him, but he was cocky as hell. And he was good. He was good. He was. I mean, me and him, because we were young. I was like 17 or 18, and he was like 17 or 16 or 19, whatever it was, and we were fast, and we would bat like 1 and 2,
mm-hmm.
and we would get on base, and we would just cause havoc running around the base pit, so they couldn't have that.
They couldn't have the Arab showing the Jews up. Get him out of here.
So anyway, there was this backlash against, I guess this what happened with the shortstop pissed off a lot of people.
People throwing rocks. People displaced.
We got rounded up. It was horrible. So they made a rule, I guess 6 weeks ago, that's okay. Allegedly when this came down, that no longer could people who don't live in these two towns, Bergen, Fieltynek, play in the league. Now, keep in mind, a few years ago, they had teams from Passaic, another town, and Englewood and everything.
So it all depends on the whims.
Yes.
The current whims.
Yes.
Who's in and who's out.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
That's bullshit.
So this supposedly happened 6 weeks ago. I had not heard anything from the league, so I called my captain. I go, hey, man, just checking in what's going on. This happened yesterday. And then he tells me what's going on. He goes, well, this came down 2 weeks ago. So what they're doing now is, for this year, you can only have two players from each team on each team that aren't in those towns.
Right.
And next year, none. That's their phasing out. And we have four, and I'm one of the guys who's out. He said because, you know, those guys are more involved in the community. The kids go to school, blah, blah, blah. Listen, you could argue that, you know what, when I joined this team, because this was my second team, turned around, I was one of the first guys. I was like the first guy they brought over to turn it around.
Yeah.
Because I was really good at that time and everything, and my attitude and everything. Because I left the captainship of one team.
Right.
Because we all said, well, we're leaving. I've talked about this on the air.
Right.
We all said, we're leaving. This is nonsense on my team. And when push came to shove, I was the only guy who stuck by my conviction.
Right.
And I left. So instead of joining this new team that we'd forming this new team like we decided, I went to this other team, the team that I'm currently on,
right.
The Tribe and everything.
The Tribe.
The Tribe, yeah.
That's great.
So,
wait a minute. How many? Wouldn't there be 12 of them?
Well, sometimes.
All right.
I see what you did there. So this happened, and I call the commissioner, who one of the commissioners, who by the way I've known him my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
One of the commissioners. I not only played ball with his brother, played ball with him. I played ball when his dad was on my team.
Wow.
And I'm like, you don't got the balls to call me?
Really?
Yeah. I said the same thing to my captain. You can't call me? He gives me this. He goes, well, you know, I didn't hear from you, and that's not like you, so I thought you were making up punch. Did you? Did you really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, what a back-assward's way of
trying to
get out of a bad situation
exactly.
for yourself.
Exactly.
Lame.
And you know me.
Yeah.
If I see bullshit, I call it.
Right.
And it's not even just about me.
You know.
If you and I said this. If you want to punish those guys, you have a couple of options.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you could say that guy can't play in the league.
Right.
You can strip that team of the title.
Right.
You know, you could say you guys didn't. Well, you know what? Looking back, illegal. You guys don't have the championship.
Just call the team name is now Pete Rose.
Well, no, they do it in college sports all the time. When a team's ineligible, they vacate the title.
Sure.
You could, if you really wanted to get crazy, ban the team.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that. But instead, they're taking out, they said, like, there's 25 guys. So the commissioner goes, oh, well, you know, that means 25 people that can't play. I go, that's not true. I go, because July and August, teams are scrambling to fill the team. They're desperate. I go, that's why you see teams showing up with 8, 9, or 10 players, or sometimes even forfeiting.
Wow.
I go, if these guys aren't playing that want to play, it's because either the captains don't want them for whatever reason or they can't commit.
Yeah.
I go, you know what? You should say, fine, we're enforcing the rule that we always had. These guys that are in the league now that have not broken any rules
right.
are grandfathered in. Going
right.
forward, no more. When these guys retire, that's it.
Yeah.
That's what you do. A mensch, you know, a decent human being.
Right.
That's what you do. So I tell this to my dad. My dad's upset, but, you know, he's like, well, there's nothing he can do. My dad was like one of the real founders of that league. He was one of the first captains and everything, big in the community. I tell this to my cousin. My cousin, like, we don't even play on the same team anymore.
Right.
But, you know, we're close and everything. He is flipping out.
Sure.
He is pissed off. He goes, they shouldn't do this to you.
No.
He goes, you should quote unquote be able to shit on home plate. he goes, you should be able to shit on home plate, and they should go, well, it's David. It's okay.
That's all right. We'll just clean up and move on.
And I'm not that type of guy, but
I would hope not. Well, as Tom says, bend.
Good point, Tom. Very good point. Nice callback.
Bendity bend, bangity bang, bumpity bop.
Yeah.
You know, that's just bullshit. If they grandfathered you in, that's supposed to stay.
Exactly. That's like what? So you just ignore what the other commissioners made these years ago?
Backsies.
And then he's like, well, and then Alan, that's one of the commissioners. Well, a lot of people feel this way. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You do what's right. You stand up. And that's what I've always done.
Yes.
And the people in the anti-scam pages, whether they like me or not, and believe me, I'm making more enemies by the day. You're in some of these groups. You see what I do in there.
I just did. Oh,
but
my God.
I always stand up.
You're standing up for the guy that's being unfairly having their reputation soiled.
Yeah, I stand up for the injustice. That's
no,
what I, not that I'm a superhero. But I'm not.
Take off the cape then.
I like the tights. But that's what I do.
So do I.
And I'm like, well, it's not just about me. Well, Larry is flipped out. So he's gonna call Alan. So I investigate a couple of other teams. Turns out there's a league in the county where you live.
Okay.
In Rockland.
Yeah.
In Rockland. They have a league and everything. And I just see an email where they're looking.
We're loaded with Jews.
We're loaded with Jews. Filthy with Jews. Nobody wants them.
We're lousy with Jews in Rockland.
So I send the guy an email. He's looking for a couple of players and everything. He's very interested in me. Turns out they are the defending champions.
Oh, nice.
They're the defending league champions. So he wants me.
Nice.
They've already accepted me. So now Larry, I talked to Larry today, and Larry has been talking to Alan, and now there's a chance.
They want you back?
Well, they would make the exception for me. Well, Larry's like, listen, I can tell that you're still hot and everything. Think about it. I go, well, I also want to talk to my captain, Ronnie, and see if he honestly wants me.
Right.
Because I don't want to go.
Where you don't want to.
Exactly.
You're there to have fun.
Exactly.
And camaraderie. And it's not if you're there, they're like, fine, you shove this guy on us.
Right.
No, especially if the other team wants you, good.
So the question to you is this.
Okay.
The question to you is this. If there is an exemption, because Larry's really stuck his ass out for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you got to love Larry for that.
Really?
Yeah. He's really stuck his... And I might be able to get Larry on my team in Rockland.
Oh, cool.
If I get accepted back into this Teaneck League in my waning years.
Right.
What do you think I should do?
Ooh. Now, if your captain doesn't want you,
if my captain doesn't want me, I'm not going.
It's a moot point.
I'd be like, you know what, man? Screw you. Because last year when you needed somebody to pitch or catch or play outfield or play this position or play that position, I'll play every position.
Yeah.
I want to play first base.
You told us about that in your apartment in Hackensack.
Yeah, I certainly did. I want to play, but you know what? I'm a team player.
Yeah.
You know, I'll do what you need. You guys were shorthanded. I went out there on one leg.
Don't they call that a utility man?
Yeah, I was a utility player.
Yeah.
Here's the bad part about being a utility player. That means you don't have a starting position. You're very valuable, but you don't always start. You're valuable when guys don't show up.
It's like, damn it, why'd I have to be the good one? I screwed myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know what? I think...
Cross your fingers. Joe's plugging in.
I know. It's like...
Are we still on?
We still on?
Yay! Joe's here. Hello, Joe.
All righty.
Joe?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
All right. So now, Joe, I'm sure you know...
I saw your post. I saw the writing on the wall last year.
You weren't at any games. How the hell do you know?
Let me explain to myself, because they seem to be giving you the runaround. This captain, I don't think you were seeing eye to eye to him last season.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
It just seemed like, you know, it's like I've been in bands like that.
Yes, you have. I know I made your day yesterday when I updated you with something.
Very funny. But I've been in bands like that where you could start to see, when you go to rehearsal or something like that, you could start to see the writing on the wall about stuff. You pick up a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were telling us about when you were playing last year, I just got a vibe.
I got that vibe on the first day, too. First day I was there, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, where me and the captain, we didn't talk at all. And I'm supposedly one of his favorite guys and everything.
So all of a sudden you're like A-Rod and Jeter won't talk to you.
I'm A-Rod on the downside of his career. that's what I am. I'm A-Rod, except I'm not getting all that hot tail because I'm married. And
certainly not on steroids.
This is me on steroids. Imagine me without him.
Yeah, but at that,
or else his knee wouldn't have bothered him so much.
But what was it last year? Because you said you were injured.
No, that was 2 years ago.
2 years ago. But how was your play last year?
Last year I had a very good year. Last year, I played all different positions, including pitching, which I never do, and I caught for the first time.
Right.
Because they need a catcher. I played all the positions. I had all the different positions, I had one error the whole year.
That's incredible.
I had one error the whole year. I hit a lot better. I was hitting line drives up the middle. I'm not a power hitter anymore. And when we lost that game 3-0, mm-hmm. me and the captain are the only guys who had hits. I was one of the only guys, and I hit in the playoffs.
Now, like I said, I'm catching the tail end of this. Did he give you a reason why?
Last year?
This year.
Well, this year, you know, I'm not going to recount and everything.
It's just a quick synopsis.
Basically, they're doing this thing where people who don't live in the town are no longer allowed to, in these couple towns are no longer allowed to play in the league. I had been grandfathered in as an exemption years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're revoking that grandfather clause.
Isn't that some bullshit?
It's bullshit, but it's not reflective on your attitude of your play.
No.
It doesn't matter. But, Joe, I formed the league. I got a couple more years left in me.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, whether you formed it, it wasn't. It's
no,
not
no,
in regards
no.
to your play. It's a rule.
No, but that's the it's an arbitrary. You didn't hear the whole thing of why they did it and everything. Mm-hmm. It's an arbitrary rule, and it's a capricious rule what they do. But I'm having the conversation tomorrow with my captain where I said, no, honestly, I need to know if I can get an exemption. Do you want me? Because I got a championship team up here, the defending champions, that does want me, that very much wants me, because the type of player that I am. So I need to know. I know my cousin wants me in the league, even though we only play each other once or twice a year and everything. So my question to you guys is, because if he says, well, I really don't want you, well, then screw you.
That's moot.
Then screw you. I know exactly what you're about.
Right.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
But if he does want me, what do I do? I've already committed to this team in Rockland. Now, they play Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evenings, and on a weeknight. So it's not all the same times. My original league in Teaneck Bergenfield only plays Sunday mornings for the most part.
Okay. Now, what about this new schedule? Is that going to screw you up that they play all these different times?
Well, I told them already I can't do Tuesday nights. Don't worry. You guys are safe.
Yeah. You're doing this from a low freaking dugout.
If you can get Wi-Fi, it's not a terrible idea, Jeff.
Sitting in the dugout.
You guys can do
play-by-play
as stupid trips over second base. Might be some of the best radio we've done.
Yeah.
Doing a show while he's sitting in the dugout.
We're winding up a sports network because we got enough clips of you.
Wow. Well, you know what? We really thought this was really going to affect the show, but Davin hardly plays.
Yeah. So
we hardly noticed the game.
Yeah. It's nice of the manager to constantly put him on the pine with us.
Really?
But what do I do? I mean, I got my cousin who's stuck his neck out for me.
Yeah.
But at this point, I'm so disgusted with these guys.
I think you have to move on.
You move on.
I think you have to move on to the Rockland League. First of all, it's closer to home.
It is.
They want you.
No, they haven't seen me play yet.
Yeah.
I talk a good
Suckers.
Game.
Suckers. no. They want you. It's a better attitude. It's a better attitude. I'm sorry that your cousin stuck his neck out and then you might have to back out of it, but I'm sure he'll come around and understand that.
No, he would.
Yeah.
He would.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could always tell the Teaneck League, well, I'll play part-time. You know, I'll play, but I'm not going to, you know, and I'll play on my schedule. You know,
right.
I'm not going to, you know
would
what?
Would you be able to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if a Rockland game between us and everybody listening, if a Rockland game came up at the same time as their game, I would play with the Rockland team.
Right. That would be your first team.
Yeah. That would be my, but the hard thing is, you know, it's the end of, you know, listen. I'm not getting any younger. The league, that league is getting young. Is getting.
I
younger.
Guess the potion didn't work.
No,
mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of like to end with the people you've been playing with.
Sure.
You know, it's hard. It's always hard to join something new.
Yeah.
You know, I guess in Joe's case, it would be a new band if he didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. It's hard to do. It's hard to do that. I'm not a very outgoing person.
Oh.
They're not used to my terrible comments.
they'd learn.
They would learn.
Well, I think it's something that you would need kind of closure on. So if I were you, I would talk to your old your captain on the other team down in Jersey and tell him, "Hey, look, you know, if I was able to get grandfathered in, would you want me? And this is what I would be able to do." Mm-hmm. If he's receptive to that, you might want to stick with them and maybe play on both teams. If he's like, "Well, you know, and all right, that's enough for me. See you. Bye."
Yeah, I think that's the move. I think that's the move where if I can play on both teams, I will. But between us and the wall and the den pen and who's ever listening, first choice is now Rockland.
Right.
First choice is now Rockland. And hey, if they're short, hey, man, I can't come in. I already committed to this other team.
Right.
When you guys want me. If I can be there, I'll be there. I wasn't that important to you then.
Right.
You still got my money.
Right. Well, I didn't think that was a possibility when I gave you my answer. But if you could do primarily Rockland and secondly the old team. Yeah,
it's going to be eating it. Little stuff like that. If you don't get closure, it's going to eat at you.
I didn't sleep well last night.
It's going to eat at you. It's amazing.
I
what
feel
little
so hurt.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
sure,
it's the same thing. It's hey, look, man, it was the same thing when I was in McClinton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I had
we haven't gone over that.
Well. But it was, you know, I wanted a straight answer. I finally got one, but it was for like about 6 months later.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I want, you know, and then when the rehearsal started with some of the new guys, I felt like the odd man out. That's when I get the vibe. You kind of want to know where you stand. And if you don't know where you stand, it's tough to make a decision, and you do want closure. So in this case, you want to see if you could, you know, talk to the captain of the Jersey team, find out where you stand, if he were able to get over that loophole, is it cool? And if the guy is like, well, man, then, you know,
well, you know, gut feeling is this. He doesn't really want me. That's my, and I'll tell you this, because he was in D.C., he was out of town today. And he could have just emailed me, because, listen, I can't really talk. I'll talk to you tonight or tomorrow. I said, well, I can't talk tonight after 6. You know, I get the radio show, but we can talk tomorrow morning. If he really wanted me, it would have been like, listen, man, if you can make it work out, that would be awesome. Hell yeah.
Yeah, why? Yeah, there wouldn't even have to be, I'll talk to you. There would be the quick answer, and then we'll talk more.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's my gut feeling.
But you want to know something? You want to hear the guy go, no, man, I'm sorry, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to hear that. You don't want to assume
I'm not
that.
Even going to argue my value to him, because the fact of the matter is I was valuable to that
but
team.
But what I'm saying is, if he says that, that's your closure right there. You know, well, man, all right, fine. You know where you stand.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I had a good, you know, I'm done. Right, fine. You know to move on. There's no ands, ifs, or buts. Well, maybe the guy thought that. No, the guy told you.
Yeah.
You know, no. You know, or he dragged his feet. That's enough. And you could go to this new team going, all right. You know, you probably play a lot better because you have something to prove to yourself.
Oh yeah, I stopped eating as many gummy bears as soon as this went down.
God, damn, good boy. But that's what you got. You know, that's what you got.
I think I've actually dropped like 2 pounds since yesterday.
Now, is that from like the turmoil or just because?
This is like fuck this shit. I gotta get down to the weight I was last year.
I'm in training now.
Where's my fat horse challenge? No.
I'll have you know on the September 13th clip, September 13th show 2012. If anybody's
listening, September 11th,
September 13th 2012, live at the compound. Live at the compound. Davin eats cat food and is not pleased. So if you're in a den pen, go to September 13th 2012, and there's our buddy. He said he never. I only say there was the one time he did. September 13th 2012 show, folks. Please download it and enjoy.
I think that was you porn or god porn.
That was you porn or god porn. Yes.
Oh yeah, I remember. Oh,
I had a hard time.
What happened on?
I had a hard time.
Yeah, what happened was there was a guy that called in.
Yeah, the guy who created our Android app, the owner of Ruthless Radio.
Was that Ruthless or the guy up in Boston who didn't know Anthony?
No, upstate New York.
This guy was from...
He used to live up in New
York. Yeah, I didn't know who really Anthony was and stuff like
Matthew.
That. It was funny, but he really knew his scripture. And,
screwed me up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, of all the nasty stuff that you have had to eat, Joe, and I have had to eat some nasty stuff... I was shocked that it was the crunchy cat food
I would have killed for Friskies.
I know.
I would have killed for Friskies.
You didn't have
Friskies.
To kill. All you had to do was miss your weight limit.
Yeah.
You
would
have
had
it. Nobody
has to die, you would have served me Friskies. Friskies you would have given me for dinner, and I would have enjoyed it after the stuff
only
I was
because,
eating.
Only because you were cocky.
Cocky. It was the time limits that Tom put on.
No, but I'm saying you were cocky over the disgusting food, so that's why.
So they started getting more.
When you start brandishing a Fig Newton with cat food, like you're eating lemon meringue pie and smiling about it and waving it around, I got a problem.
Oh, because I'm a lunatic.
He was wiping up that cat food with that Fig Newton, like we had a piece of crusty bread, and he was wiping up the gravy after some pasta. You were being naughty. And you know what? Then they got you.
Yeah. Well, the time limits is what screwed me.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So the feeling is, let's wrap this up, then we'll do our comics and the news.
Okay.
So the feeling is, if this guy wants me, mm-hmm. I continue to play, but Rockland is now my primary team.
That's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm.
Joe?
Yeah.
And if he doesn't want me, well, screw you. I'm not going to say, but I'm this. I'm just going to be like, all right. Dude,
No, man. No, because you know what you are.
Yeah.
And so if the guy has any reservation, you know what? All right, man. Fine. Cool.
Yeah.
See you around.
And if you go, well, you know, if we're short people, can I call you?
No, man.
I'm on a team that's defending its title.
No. Yeah. But dude, you got your answer.
Yeah.
And I can.
But these guys, and we talked about this a little bit before the show and during the show. Like a lot of these people that I've been doing battling with in the anti-scamming community, they can't handle confrontation. They're all tough until somebody stands up to them.
Yeah.
I hate cowardice.
Yeah. But there's a lot of things in my life that, you know, I go out on a limb, and then I get an answer, and I move on. You know, depending on the situation. You know, so So that's what that would be my gut feeling.
All right, so we're all unanimous.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Should we do a? So we'll call Ari Teeman. I'll play the comics in the news. Where did I put the? If we have time, we'll do the curmudgeonly philosophy afterwards.
Yeah,
but let's get to Ari.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get to Ari.
Yeah, because he's been waiting.
Yeah. So this is we'll do some comics in the news.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
I like that it sort of sounds like Comics in the Nude. It's like, oh no, you really don't want that,
yes,
trust
comic
me.
Comic in the Nude.
Well, you know what? It's about a comic dealing with...
is back to every place we need to be. Then I want to get right into this with you. This was a fascinating story. I first read it this morning on your Facebook page, and I got more in depth with it. I'm like, oh my god, this deserves my full undivided attention.
and unfortunately, at the moment, he can't give you this full undivided attention because we're having tech issues galore this evening. So thanks for being a little patient.
Now I'm gonna set this up for you. Let's see. Papa, hold on. All right, perfect. All right, so we're with Ari Teeman. Ari is a comic who's made news. It's always good for a comic to make news, you think?
Yes.
Ari made some news. He's been featured in the New York Post. He's been all the morning shows. Basically, I'm going to set up what happened, and then I'm going to let Ari tell the story, and then we'll get into the questions and everything. Basically, Ari lives in New York. He rented out his apartment on one of these websites where you can rent out your apartment for the weekend, like a lot of people did when the Super Bowl was here.
Yeah.
You rent out your house, your apartment. He was told one story, and he came back, and he discovered something terribly, terribly wrong. Mr. Teeman, take it away and explain to everybody what brought this about and what's going on.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, so I rented out my apartment through Airbnb. It's pretty common service. And a guy named David said he needed a place for his brother and sister-in-law and for a wedding, because he didn't have enough room for them. I'm guessing because of the orgy.
You gave away the punchline.
Well, he didn't specify that, but now we know. So I said, well, all right, he seems like a reasonable guy. He's got a verified account. He's got three positive reviews here. Weddings happen on weekends. This all makes sense. And you know, he hadn't checked off the "I'm having a massive orgy" box either. So
I hate when people forget to check that.
Oops.
Yeah, well, you know, you're a comedian, right? So you leave town and somebody offers you money at the same time for your apartment. Why not? So,
well, the difference between you and me is I would have. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I just said, you know what? I would have stayed in town and joined the orgy. My gigs aren't that good.
Well, yeah, maybe you would have added some class. So, or going the other way. It depends on your style. So,
yes.
I give him the keys around 6. I go have dinner with someone. I come back around 11:30 to pick up a suitcase and from the doorman. And I see a posse, if you will, standing outside looking like they've been thrown out of a nightclub, which is weird in front of a residential building.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I said, something is amiss. And then I see David, as he goes. And I said, what's up? And he goes, they're shutting us down. They're shutting it down. And I thought, that's a little bit extreme for a brother and sister-in-law. So, we got, then I got the super sitting in the front of the building, and he doesn't look happy, which is a norm for him. But, you know, he looks really unhappy. And so I go, that's got to be something with me. And and I walk in, I see another 8 or 10 guys, in the apartment, and they're removing my furniture.
They're removing your furniture?
There's two guys like carrying a table out of the room, and I'm thinking, one, I'm thinking, hey, they're stealing my stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, hey, they're really opening up the space. The feng shui here is just fantastic. I was thinking of doing, you know, you're thinking of moving your furniture, and you're like, I don't know, and I got to get a friend, and I don't know what I'm doing. I'll just take another nap.
So you're making this a positive because you're an optimistic guy.
Well, yeah, I was thinking, hey, this is good if I don't get killed by these people. You know, I wasn't thinking orgy.
Not yet.
And, you know, for once. And
right.
So I say, hey, okay, well, I'd like you guys to stop. I'm thinking they're stealing my furniture, right? Why are you taking out the back alley? No pun intended. And and so I go, like, you know, I'd appreciate it. She's like, what do you do? He's like, oh, we're having a family over. We need more space. I'm thinking, you know, these were rather large people, but if you're having a family get-together, someone in the family is going to want to sit on furniture.
Yeah, I mean, you usually don't take it. You don't usually don't remove somebody else's furniture when you're renting for the weekend.
Grandma is a stander. I don't know. So,
grandma's a stander.
No, I don't. You know, so it seemed weird. And I, he's like, well, you just give me a refund because we're shutting it down and we'll be done. And I'm looking around and I see things are broken and smashed and there's like electronics stuff everywhere and like they covered, and then I get suspicious because they flipped, like, you know, I'm an Eric Clapton fan and they flipped the albums that I have, the old vinyls, just kind of display, you know, remembrance of I guess vinyl would be my parents' childhood, but my childhood, you know.
Right.
So they're flipped over and I'm thinking, well, maybe they were filming something here because, and they didn't want to get shut down for a trademark.
Maybe it wasn't that. Maybe it's just a lot of respect for Eric Clapton, and they didn't want him to witness that.
Yeah. They were just protecting his little eyes.
You know, after midnight.
You see little blindfolds on the album cover.
Yeah,
there were little pasties. There were pasties. Anyway, so there's like a famous story where like Hamas was using a knockoff Mickey Mouse to teach children to blow themselves up.
I remember that.
And Disney went after them. And they had to stop using this character. And I'm like, really? A registered terrorist organization backed down for Disney?
Well, listen. Hamas has money, but Disney's getting $100 a pop to get in that theme park.
I'm thinking, wait, we should have Disney negotiate. Just put a theme park between Israel and Gaza, and everybody will be happy. Although
the
people like to wait online, but,
yeah.
And
the Jews—the Jews are not going to pay those prices.
Yeah.
What? I was just saying the Jews aren't going to pay those prices.
Well, let's you know, who's funding Disney World? So I, you know, there are Jews in Florida.
Yes.
I know. I'll be there on the 27th.
We'll get time for your plugs.
I'm literally doing a temple, and I don't think when they booked me, they thought, oh, it'll be known as the Orgy Dive.
You're a special event.
But it's a strange act to straddle, right? The clean temple gig and then the orgy. So, although rabbis have a lot of children. So
they do.
I see no camera equipment. He's like, oh, we're not filming. And now I'm like, this is weird. Nothing makes sense. Again, because literally, orgy is probably option number 7. No, it's not even on the list.
So hold on. Let me stop you. So when you walk in, everybody's fully clothed.
Yeah, because the super had stopped them. So whatever was going on, when my friend John, who runs the site windowswear.com, he's very classy. He's pictures of fashion windows and such, and you know he knows what things are supposed to look like, and he's very involved in photography. Mm-hmm. And so he says, wait, that doesn't make any sense. Nobody moves furniture without getting permission because there's just risk involved. And obviously it's outside of all social norms to rent a place and throw the furniture in a back alley for a party. So he says, something else is up. And then we start moving the furniture in, and it's moist, and it wasn't raining that night.
Oh, God!
So we Google, John says, let's Google this guy David's contact info that was on Airbnb. We Google the phone number. Boom. First result is a suggestion that you text this fellow twin at that same number for an XXX freak set.
Huh. Oh, no.
Which feels redundant to me, but I don't know which word you take off. I like a festival. And lo and behold, we realized that on his Twitter, he was advertising such a fest that evening on 7th Avenue, wherein lies my apartment.
Wow! What a coincidence! You didn't know you had prime location.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you're going to throw a freak fest orgy, Chelsea is a good guess.
Did you sell any merch at this?
The co-op board here has a 25-person max on the orgy for the house rule. Uh-huh. So, he violated that, and you know, they're strict. So literally, the staff, the first question that both of them, the super and the door guy, were asking was it a gay orgy or, you know, only men? And I was like, really? That's the first question?
Does it matter?
That was the only problem.
Because you know what? If it's gay, that's kind of cool because they can't march in the parade, so at least they'll have some place to hang out.
Yeah.
Well, this was their festival. Yeah, so, because it was St. Patty's. It was also Purim, and I thought, well, this is a different way to celebrate a Jewish holiday.
Well, I'm sure they fasted and atoned right afterwards.
Yeah, it was Friday night. What do you say? Hey, good Shabbos. Could you stop having your orgy in my apartment?
Good Shabbos, and a blowjob for you, and a blowjob for you.
I thought you weren't supposed to be eating.
So, you guys are going to be, I go call cops, you know, because there's a lot of damage and a lot of people and they don't look so savory. And he's like, well, you just give me a refund, I'll get out of here. I'm like, you're going to have to take that up with Airbnb, you know. I think there's more than the few hundred dollars worth of damage here.
Right.
Which we know there was. the police come and they've met all of your expectations for the NYPD.
Oh, great.
They did nothing.
Oh.
And they left. He came back later, and he said to the doorman, who obviously had the door locked, because another 27 people from that time till 4 a.m. came and asked where the party at.
Wow.
In that grammar, I heard. So, you know, terrible diction, this group. And
that's really the most offensive thing.
Yeah, this is the point, right? If you don't teach your children grammar, they end up having an orgy in a stranger's apartment. So
that's why I teach my girl.
Which might be a good thing. Depends on your views in life. So the guy asked this to the doorman. He says, look, could you ask him, I left my sneakers in his kitchen cabinet.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Seems like an odd place.
Thinking, how could you make a BBW XXX Freak Fest weird? It's hide sneakers in the kitchen cabinet.
Yeah, really?
I was afraid what you were going
to
say.
You know, by the way, that was the organizer. That was this David. And so that will let you know, like, what was expected to go down in terms of fluids and materials.
Oh!
This guy's like, I'll throw this other guy's stuff out in the back alley, but I'm protecting my shoes.
Well, those are expensive. Those are expensive Air Jordans he's got there.
Yeah, you saw the photo. Those are beautiful Jordans. I'm sure they're happy to be mentioned.
Free plugs for a Nike.
No press is bad press. I'm thinking, well, there's a few brands here that probably wish this story didn't happen. including all African-American women.
It was all black, too?
Well, that's BBW. That's what the B stands for. It doesn't stand for beautiful. Oh. What is that?
No, I thought it was big, beautiful women.
No, I think you hear they specified black. I was the only white guy, which is weird that David first spoke to me as if I was coming to the party and it was shut down.
Oh.
Because I did not fit the pattern.
Well.
Weight or background.
So I guess if Precious and her friends had a party.
So, you know, John and I discovered this thing. Things started to make sense, such as the moisture. I called Airbnb's emergency line, and I got a guy in a call center, and I thought, call center guy's not really an emergency kind of guy. Yeah, I mean, come on. That's, you know, you have a computer problem, and it's an emergency. You call your tech whiz friend. You don't call the call center. You got a couple hours, you can call the call center. But I had a massive illegal prostitution ring in my apartment, so I thought, I thought haste was prudent.
How many people, Ari, let me stop you. How many people are we talking about in the apartment when you get there?
Well, you know, I counted about, around 25, 20, 25, right? Because there's about 18 or so in the front. And of course, they slunk away as I came in, and they were already thrown out.
Hold on. Can BBWs really slink away? I don't think a BBW. I think a BB. You're going to notice a BBW moving. It's not the slinking.
Well, my point is, they were not sprinting.
They're not hard to catch.
You know, he didn't say I hid my running shoes in the kitchen. Then Jordan says another 27 people came. So we're talking about 50.
Wow.
Wow. That you must have a huge apartment.
Well, I don't, which is the other question. it's an awkward group to disappoint with size, but. But that's what happened, and so I felt. You ever feel like you want to just set fire to yourself to cleanse?
After this show, every
nobody's
week.
A Buddhist. Okay, nobody's a Buddhist. Yeah. But I sort of understood. You know.
Yes.
It looked like I wanted to take a shower, but unfortunately, my shower is still located in my apartment.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, I would
so
definitely set
I threw,
fire
like, a
to
bunch
the
of
sofa.
Sheets down, and I kept on a lot of layers. And I sort of camped out in my own apartment.
He took like that. He like
for
took
like 3 hours, and then Airbnb and the rest of the world, as we now know, responded to that tweet and Tumblr, and
so he basically
and I got put in a hotel, which is nice.
Wait, Ari. So you took when you're in the shower, you basically took the Silkwood shower, is what you took.
Yeah. This was.
So
this was the ultimate definition of unclean. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This all started.
A disgusting feeling.
So you got all this attention just by sending out a tweet and putting it on like a blog about it?
Well, you know, I had 2,000 followers. No, I have no idea. I mean, you know,
it's amazing.
Picked it up, then BuzzFeed, then Gothamist, and now it's like in Time and LA Times. It's in it. There's literally a Chinese newspaper.
Wow. Well,
covering it. It's in Amsterdam, Germany, France, Latin America. Too bad for Latin America, they just get bunched in as one whole continent. But we're such racists. Not you.
You had the BBWs in your abode.
Yeah. No, but I'm just like, hey, you know, we'll just call it Latin America.
Listen, you don't like Florida. You don't like Latinas. That's all. It's fine. You're on the record. You don't like Latinas.
I don't condone grouping all of Latin America. Brazil is, but Brazil was there, and I was like, hey, I know a Brazilian. I'll send him this one.
Now,
it was fun. Like I got to like each, you know, different ethnicity and background of friend had their own newspaper article talking about how my apartment was raped.
Do you really want to be talking about Brazilian?
Guys, you know, my French friends, and they're like, you're in the biggest newspaper in France, and I'm like, fantastic. This is exactly the achievement I wanted it noted. What do you use a newspaper in France for? I guess wrapping cheese.
Yes.
So, that's been the day, and then
that's been the
it's
day.
Been quite interesting, girls that I messaged or dated months ago or weeks ago have somehow all of a sudden realized that they haven't checked their messages. So that's a funny coincidence.
So
you end up on every channel in New York, and all of a sudden, girls remember to check their email. So that's fantastic, and guys, and you know, now I'm booked. So that's nice.
Wait, hold on. You've actually gotten comedy gigs based on this story?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, the funny thing is, like if the rest of it isn't funny, the Time Out New York joke of the week for this week on the 19th through the 25th was already scheduled to be me before this happened.
Oh, wow.
And the joke was, you know, I think IKEA is a good place to pick up a girl who's not looking for something permanent.
Right. Okay.
I didn't think I'd be shopping for furniture the week of the joke.
Somebody's getting sponsored by IKEA.
Well, hey, it was a bad week to knock IKEA.
Nah, they'll love you. They'll love the plug.
Now, are you bringing a professional cleaning crew in, like the guys like clean up murder scenes and stuff like that to freshen up the place?
Yeah, that's what was recommended, and so we've got to do that. I mean, it's literally a matter of, like, you know, an agreement is finished with Airbnb, and then you can afford to make the place right for the landlord. Pretty much, there's going to be a dumpster, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah.
Guys who wear very thick gloves.
Yeah, that place is going to need some disinfecting.
Well, by the way, that doesn't sound much different than the party.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the disinfecting. I mean, you walk in, I'm wondering, like, are you, when you walk into your apartment, are you greeted with, like, a stench of ham and tuna? I mean, what does that smell like?
Well, you know, I have nothing against tuna. favorite Jew. I just agree to get along with him. But I've heard good things. But yeah, it's an ambiance, if you will.
It's an ambiance.
So one of the reporters from CBS was here, and he went to sit down on the couch, and the camera guy was like, "Whoa, you don't want to do that."
You should have let him.
Here's the thing that I find really fascinating.
He jumped up like he was covering a tornado.
Here's the thing that I find really fascinating. This company has taken you out of your apartment, the one who sent this transaction, taken you out of your apartment because a bunch of strangers have had sex in your apartment, which makes sense.
Yes. Yeah.
But where they send you to is a hotel where a bunch of strangers have had sex.
Yeah, but one or two at a time.
Yeah.
How do you know? I mean, are you like kind of skeeved out now by being in an apartment? Or like, are you like completely turned off by all of this now?
You know, yeah. I don't touch anything. There's like one chair that we thought was kind of kind of clean. What did I say? Cute chair.
Cute chair. That's what the BBWs thought. So you've gotten it. Listen, comics, they always want to get attention, not necessarily this way, but you've certainly gotten your name out there. You're an international story and everything. Was it all worth it? Would you do it again?
I hope I don't have to do it again.
No, but I'm saying, like, if you knew what was going to happen, if you could go back in time and go, listen, my apartment's going to be trashed by a bunch of BBWs, but I'm going to get all this publicity and people are going to hear about me and all. Is it all worth it if you had a choice?
Look, everything in life, I think, happens, and you make a choice, right? You, like, maybe if you accept that life is inherently meaningless unless you apply meaning to it, then at least occurrences in life are the meaning you apply to it. So in every situation you face, you say, well, you know, what am I going to assign to this? And so most things that were destroyed were just things.
Right.
Then again, that's how they look at comedians. So, but you know, the stuff can be replaced. The time was frustrating. You know, the unknown of where I'm going to be and, you know, what's it going to take and those kind of things, that's not fun. But you look at it and you go, well, I can look at this normally I would just curl into bed, but, you know, overwhelmed. But this is not a bed to curl into.
No,
absolutely not.
So what have you gotten? What have you gotten? Like a new tight five out of this whole thing?
Well, you know, I don't know about tight, but
not at that orgy.
Definitely got a good five out of it, though.
So
yeah.
So
hey, look, if I need to, I got a week 40. we've all been there.
Yes,
we have.
Well, we're not at your apartment. We weren't invited to that one, but we've been other places.
Well, that's a $20 cover, so that's not a bad deal.
At least now you know what you can charge.
Exactly.
So you're a comedian. We could tell you're a funny guy and everything. Where can people learn more about Ari Teeman? Where can they? Do you have a website?
They can go to Ari Teeman on Twitter. That seems to be the hot social property. There's Facebook Facebook.com/ comedian Ari Teeman, or just follow Ari Teeman, / Ari Teeman. AriTeeman.com has those links, and I guess the news.
The news. Funny.
I had a couple of people go, I don't know what happened. I'm like, I guess you don't read any news. Yeah. So,
my friends are stupid. They don't know what happened to me.
Pick up a paper.
Yeah. Since this is airing live, I'll be at Greenwich Village Comedy Club tonight, 9:30.
Nice.
New York Comedy Club. I'll be at Gotham downstairs at the storytelling thing. I guess I'll be telling this story.
Yes! You know what, my friend?
I went there and be like, hey, so when I was 10, I bought a girl a hamster. Which is true, but not the story people want to hear.
Well, here's what's happened to you, Ari. You were going to go on in the middle of that storytelling thing. Now you're the special event headliner.
Special event headliner. Yeah, you got bumped up.
Now I can leave early.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I can be that guy.
You can go on whenever you want now because you got the story. When you walk in, go, that's the guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy with the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's fun. And you know, the comedians were the first people to reach out and say, hey, man, you know, if you need a place to crash, I'm here for you. And I thought, well, comedian departments are going to be dirtier than the
yeah.
True words.
And creepier.
No, it's really, I mean, you know this, because the comedy community really is the community. They're the nicest guys in the world. I've always been happy for everybody's success. Even guys I don't like, I'm like, well, you know, they had enough of a run to get to this point. Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been really, you know, that's continued. They've been really kind and nice. And it's been great to share this with a whole bunch of them and continue to do so. So I appreciate that from you guys as well.
Well, listen, man, I'm happy for you. We must have met like years ago because we've been Facebook friends forever. So I'm really happy for you that that you're getting this success. I don't know if this is the way you wanted to achieve it, but I know I know now that you're getting this opportunity.
You know, it's what my parents pushed me to do.
Yeah. Usually it's a sitcom or a pilot or something like that.
What's with the temple gig? What about an orgy?
But here's the thing. But here's the thing. You never know when
cousin's having an orgy. Okay. I have to apologize to cousins.
You never know in this business when opportunity is going to strike, what's going to be. This just goes to show you. But here you were thrust in that situation. Now you got all these great gigs.
I use the word thrust.
Oh. Noted. No. I don't know what word. Place
there's
gently.
No word that's not dirty here. It's not about taking like a brand name and just making it dirty. Just to be like, you know, so they were, you know. They were Van Wagnering all over. Like, isn't that the billboard company? Oh, we have to change our name everywhere. That's a lot of signs.
Well, I think your move is to get the story out there as you have and see if Febreze will sponsor your next comedy tour.
Yeah, or they'll be like, this is, you know, or a blowtorch company.
I would do a one-man show, The Rape in 9B.
The rape of 9B.
Well, Ari,
yeah.
I'm sorry this happened to you, but I'm happy you're getting known. I know we're going to be hearing more of you for your comedy and not for the people that decide to screw in your living room.
Yeah.
No. Let's call it making love. We don't want to judge.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Who are we to judge?
Just 50 people making sweet love to each other.
Well, and your couch, apparently.
Well, Ari, thank you for your time. Check him out at ariteeman.com. Check him out at the Greenwich Village Comedy Club tonight.
Yeah, Greenwich tonight, New York tomorrow, New York and Gotham tomorrow.
Perfect. Check him out. If you live in New York, New Jersey, go check him out. It's local. Man, thank you for taking some time with us.
Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it.
It was funny.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Ari Teeman, ladies and gentlemen. Ari Teeman.
Wow.
See, as a comic... You can't make that story up.
No.
And when
no.
I read this story, I was thinking, thank God this happened to a comedian.
Yes.
Because a non-comedian, you know, it's a story you tell at Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yeah. This is a solid 10.
Of comedian. Oh.
You just got a solid 10.
He got his new closing
yes.
bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
That's a solid,
gold.
That's like gold.
Yeah, yeah, you know, so it's like, all right, cool.
I can't believe this.
Meanwhile, he's...
To-
Oh, when he's looking, he's going, I can't believe this is going on. And then he turned and he said, this is going to kill at the my closing bit.
Let me, I don't want to say absorb, but let me, I don't want to say take all this in, but let me, let me pay attention to what's going on because I can use this.
Definitely don't say thrust.
No, who was quote unquote slinking out?
Oh,
I don't think anybody could slink and
no.
That was at that party.
Oh,
but what a story.
Wow.
And it just goes to tell you about social media, how you can blow up and everything.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Crazy
yeah.
that they're moving his furniture into the back alley.
Yeah.
And the superintendent is not
it's
happy.
And as hard as you work in this business to get ahead, you're looking for every break you can get. You never would think when you stop, my break is going to come when there's an orgy in my apartment.
and I'm not even invited to it.
And if I was at a fortune teller, there'd be an orgy at the apartment and your career will skyrocket there. Really? Give me my $40 back,
right.
sis. I'm getting
right.
out of here.
Yeah.
Nonsense. You know?
Here's a crystal ball yeah. right here.
There it is. It is.
There it is.
I mean, listen.
That's all you could say. There it
is.
There it is.
He's the orgy comedian. He'll be playing, you know, naked shows. Like, not mm-hmm. that, you know, these naked nudist colonies and mm-hmm. stuff. No, and they have these swingers things and everything. Yeah, I've gotten asked to play these things.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So he's got what a niche it is.
Yeah, but, yeah, but here, and what a niche it is. But you know what? That's really funny.
This is a credit. This is now a credit. I'm the guy who had my apartment raped.
But I could. Could you just see doing a swingers party and all of a sudden they're starting to pair off and start making love and you're up there going, I think I'm losing him.
I'll tell you one thing. This guy will never eat a tuna fish on pumpernickel again.
No.
Oh, very nice. Oh. All right. Wow. Well, we're going to come back. We'll do our scammer stuff in about 10 minutes. You are listening to Davins, and we'll play some, we haven't played this in a while, a little Brett Eidman music medley.
Oh. Surprise.
It is time for a prop That is right, Pot Duet of Instead. We are not tired. We are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. There is no reason to leave. Sit down. Kick back. Take off your shoes. Phew, phew. Okay, okay. Put shoes back on. They stink. Okay. So what does I say? Oh, yes. Stick around for extra because we are here at Davin's Den for part two.
And we are back.
Most surprising
glad you picked up on that.
Well, no, because I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, well, okay, there should be another song coming.
And you went, uh-oh.
I was like, huh. All right, it's a good thing I actually got down here on time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you are listening to Davins, and as usual, it's been a very interesting tech evening.
Yes.
We've had a lot of good stuff. I taught everybody how to, if you got the moves, how to make that, turn that massage into getting laid.
Yes.
Mm. We did do that earlier.
Yes, we
talked about, which actually started
as... I miss all the fun.
Well, we started, it started as my softball story.
Yes. Then it turned into a softball story.
Yeah. It morphed.
It turned into a soft course.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
It morphed into how I used to get laid with the moves, and then it went back to the softball story.
Yes.
And
I have to listen to the replay. I gotta see what the hell
it
happened.
It really was quite
here.
The tangent show.
It really
And, you know, there was a... And, of course, the beginning of the show, me trying to get on various stations.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that's just us. We actually called Joey live, but he did not answer.
When I was in the car and it was hitting 6:30, I go, he's probably going bananas now with some sort of damn thing.
No, everything was fine. Everything was fine at 6:30.
It started good.
Yeah. We talked about how Diva Donnie's best feature is his ass.
And he chimed in, yes, that was true.
But I'm
glad the tech got fixed while I was going. Oh, by the way.
Yeah. So then, of course, we had Ari Teeman talking about a whole bunch of asses that he wound up seeing that left a residue in his apartment.
Oh, don't say do. Oh.
Well, you know.
You got to bring, like, ServPro in, you know, like when you have a fire or a flood. You got to bring, like, those guys in to clean that mess up.
I was just thinking, you do not want to turn on a black light in that place.
Oh, my God.
God.
My God. Ugh. It would look like a planetarium.
Gross. Very good.
I had to jot that down. I could use that someday.
Really?
Yeah.
What you got, boss man?
Just listen to this train wreck. I'm just a passerby tonight. I'm not driving this train down. If you want to call the Mayhem.
Join us, please.
Sure. 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I got a message that there was an issue with somebody getting on in the chat, but it doesn't seem to be that case now.
Well, you know what? I do see a bunch of people in the chat room, but only two people are talking to me, so I'm not really sure if they are able or they went out for a snack and they're but not back yet.
Oh.
But I asked them, everybody in the chat, if just say something. EMS said... Something, literally.
EMS is brilliant.
But you know what? Chime in just so that I can see who can participate and who can't.
Because you know what happened was we actually lost internet in the house.
Yeah.
Which really threw us.
Oh, brother, no.
Yeah. It was only for like a couple. I was like, "What the hell's going on?" Because all of a sudden, I see all the encoders for the broadcaster just dead. I'm like,
"Even
really?
For a second, it's enough to make you shit your pants."
Yeah.
It took me forever to get back into the chat.
This goes out on the internet.
So. Yeah, I know.
And it screwed up my phone because there was a whole bunch of messages waiting for it. It's been a...
Oh no!
It's bad for internet radio to not have internet.
That's the one thing. That's the first. First, I need all this stuff to do it. Now I need the internet.
Yeah, and electricity is nice too.
Electricity just... helps as well.
So. I feel like my balls have been busted all night by the tech.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So now let's do some scam busting.
They should be squishy. Yes.
Ay. And now I'm here. The music just takes a lot of kicking.
If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you gonna call? Scam Busters! If it's something weird and she looks real good, who are you gonna call? Scam Busters! I ain't afraid of no scams.
No, but I'm afraid of tech. All right. So, of course, Scam Busters is brought to you by Surf Easy. Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online identity and your anonymity. Did I get that right?
Yeah,
anonymity.
Yes.
Good boy.
To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. It really is. I gotta. You know. I know the person who does the writing for these. I might want to talk to that person.
Yeah.
I might want to have a word, and that word will not be anonymity.
You might want to whip him into shape.
No, yeah. Joe actually has the read perfect on the intros for the scammer clips that he does. I just have to listen to it and pay attention to it.
But that was the script you wrote.
Oh, well, I was better then than I am now.
Yeah.
Much like softball, I'm declining with age.
You weren't throwing tongue twisters in there.
No, I knew I was dealing with you.
Yeah.
I should realize I'm dealing with me and write the same script I wrote for you.
Surprise, you don't text yourself back. No, do it the way I want it.
Yeah.
No, that's the way I want it.
So, we've been going over the Ann Jackson scenario. Mm. Ann Jackson is, of course, what was the woman who was once a highly esteemed super scam buster.
Yeah, really.
Because she had blogs and YouTube videos.
Oh, hang on one second before you go on to that.
Don't tell me a tech issue. I don't want to know.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Now what?
What?
Well, I have to see where he is. But Trucker Tom, what are you listening on? Because he's hearing the show twice on the same feed.
That's weird.
When did we say the word littering?
Wait, did somebody have their littering. Station? Did somebody have, I don't hear anything. Anybody have the station open? Pip, do you have this?
No.
I got nothing in my ear in my phones.
Oh.
That's it. It's, no, I mean like nothing I'm not supposed to have.
Right,
I mean, everything
right.
seems fine. Nobody else is complaining, let me say.
No,
sometimes if you have
probably
a
because they can't.
Sometimes if you have a window open, I've noticed that when I'm at home listening to the show, there might be, it happens sometime. You might have to close a window.
Yeah, there's something
that.
Else open. That's
yeah, that's
yeah,
what
there might be another. Yeah, there might be another thing on there. I think with if you have the Damage Den page up and then you go on to one of the affiliates, I think if you don't close something, you're going to get it twice.
Oh Christ!
Okay, he's good.
He's good now.
Yeah.
I'm getting new messages. Oh, yeah. I'm trying. This is the problem because I got to try to help people.
Yeah,
figure
while
out
you're doing the show, it's like
we should just call this the tech show.
A lack of tech show.
Or the lack of tech show.
Joe did a show in studio a couple weeks ago. Oh, Joe, did you learn anything from me? He goes, yeah. And I'm, oh, Joe, really? Something we could use? He goes, yeah. A producer makes really makes things easier. Really? This was Joe's big takeaway.
But you asked me. There's a guy handling, you know, when I was doing the other show, there was a guy handling, the, you know, all the tech.
It totally and
it
changes
was,
everything.
And then keeping up with the stories and then, you know.
Well, you know what? I think that when we're having tech issues, we should just farm the whole show out to India.
Really? Is that what we should do?
Yeah.
All right. Let's, I don't know where the hell this is. All right. So let's, so Ann Jackson, super scammer, and then everybody thought she was a super fraud,
yeah.
including us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We thought, you know, maybe she's working with the scammers because she had sent people to what we all thought was the scamming ring.
It
you
sounded
know,
fishy.
People posing as FBI and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And then last week, we read some of the transcripts that she was having as this guy, Brown Cotton, who was pretending to be from the IC3, which is the FBI. And he was just, like, threatening her.
Yeah, yes. Terrible.
Yeah, people are going to show up. Bullets in the head.
Which is the same style of threats, in the same style of vein that when you were going against that other scamming guy.
Yes.
That he was doing to you, which is a trick that those folks use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's intimidation. It's bullying is what it is. So then what did you guys think? I think you guys changed your mind, but correct me.
I felt that I kind of changed my mind where she was, she's in over her head, and then I feel that they're bullying her.
Yeah.
And in that kind of state that she's in, she gets, you know, she would you'd be a little scared to progress because she might be outing these guys, and I think it's that their way of trying to bully her into not going further in outing them.
Right. I think that's a similar thing in that, not that she was, it seemed like she wasn't deliberately helping out scammers, but it seemed like she was maybe naively helping out scammers. And then once she realized that that was the case, these guys were pulling the full court press, just like that scammer that Davin had spoken to before, saying, you know, intimidating him.
Kevin.
Intimidating him and saying, look at these pictures that I found on your website. Like, I know what your wife and child look like. It's like, oh, my God, that's really frightening and intimidating stuff. And the person who was talking to Anne was Anne?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Was doing the same thing. You know, yeah. Those same intimidation tactics. So then I felt bad for her. Like, wow, she's, like you said, in over her head.
Now, not everybody was swayed like you guys were.
Yeah.
The three of us were kind of swayed that
right,
way.
But the chat was saying,
the chat
oh,
wasn't.
No.
The chat
Some
wasn't.
Of the chat was. I think
they started to get swayed over a little bit, not right. like when we first did this. Also, with this woman, Anne, sometimes you'll do something with a good intention or a naive intention. Let's okay. A naive intention,
right?
And you
naivete.
Wind up yeah.
That word,
that word. Oh.
Another one. To
it's
add.
Not anonymity, but you get in a situation where you do something like that, and now you're getting it from both ends.
Yeah.
You've got people on one side damning you for something, and then you've got somebody on the other side damning you for another thing,
yeah.
And it wasn't your intention or motive, and it's one of the most frustrating things you'll ever come, because nobody's going to believe you,
right.
No matter what you say to anybody, nobody's going to believe you. So just in that fact, I kind of feel for her.
Yeah, because she was, like you said, getting it from both ends. And
sounds hot.
Yeah.
Well,
the department.
Yeah. Damn it! I couldn't spit it out fast enough.
Well,
that was the apartment, too. but also, she didn't realize that she was going to be in this kind of trouble, and nobody's on her side right
she's,
now.
And that's a problem. You know, that I feel for her. She got in over her head, and now she's got nowhere to go.
Right.
Yeah. Nowhere to turn.
All right, yeah. So let's pick it up.
Yeah, let's
She was arguing with Brown Cotton from IC3, the FBI.
Yeah.
This guy that she believes is the FBI.
Right.
Because remember, she's taken down all the videos and everything, but she thinks they're mafia.
Yeah.
Not that she took them down, but she put up a video where she outed them and everything. But she calls them mafia, thinks that they're corrupt real officials.
Okay.
Real soldiers, real FBI, real Interpol.
All right, yeah, I'm not so sure about that.
Well, you know, listen, that's the thing with victims. Mm-hmm. I know this. Other people have dealt with victims. You can give them a ton of evidence, but sometimes they just won't recognize it no matter what you do.
Yeah, they still think that the people are what they said that they were.
Exactly. All right. So they're still arguing.
Okay.
They're still. So Jackson tells IC3 never to contact her because she will reveal the truth.
Yeah.
IC3 tells her to send it now. Go. Broadcast it now.
Oh.
He's kind of calling her bluff.
Yeah.
She says they have all used her and used her sources to make arrests. She will expose them all. So her argument is, I've given you all these people. You've made all these arrests. IC3 says make another threat of jail. Jackson says they'll try to kill her. Everybody's trying to kill her. Jackson's actually afraid. She thinks people are going to kill her.
Yeah.
She calls IC3 a killer. And remember, he's just, you know, threatened to put a bullet in her head and people are coming to your house. She says that James Miller, which is the soldier,
right.
One of the soldiers, Parker Green, which is another soldier who our victim who we spoke to like a month or two ago,
mm-hmm.
claims that Jackson tried to set her up with.
Right.
That's Parker Green. Eric Bohr, that's the Interpol guy. They're all killing her. Like, I guess the stress of everything, they're all, and this is all coming down against her and everything. She says the anti-scam hunters are after her because he cheats victims out of money. So she says, the reason all these people are coming after me is because you have cheated them all out of money. You've taken all this money. I referred you. You know, your FBI.
I'm sorry. This is Ann saying it to to Brown. That's her saying it to the IC3 guy. Correct.
Yes. She says the that's why the anti scammers are after. Jackson says they are all everybody's mafia. IC3 tells her. IC3 tells her to send it out and stop making noise. So Jackson says the truth is the funds will never be released, and he lies to people.
Oh.
So Jackson's calling him on the carpet during this argument right now. You're a liar. It's very heated. You know, I'm not putting in all the curses. You know, I'm summarizing, but it's very heated, very ugly.
Okay.
Much like me talking to the tech. A lot of aggravation. So IC3 asks her. I'm sorry. I just got to. It's hard to follow what I wrote. IC3 asks if it was her. If it was her money. You know, hey, is this your money, Ann?
Yeah.
Ask if she paid for it. Jackson says, return the money to her.
Right.
IC3 asks again, is she paid for it? Jackson responds, the quote-unquote certificates, which she says she did pay for, the gold bar certificates.
Oh.
Jackson says she does not lie. The authorities asked her to pay, and she did pay, but she never got any money back. Again, all these people that have claimed to be the authorities.
Okay, I was just about to say that. The authorities she's claiming... Are those guys?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Her argument is, these people are the authorities. I gave you the money. I gave you Brown Cotton. I gave you Miller. I gave you Parker Green. I gave you Interpol Eric and Interpol Sarah, all these various characters that have come up throughout this whole thing. I gave you people all the money to do something for the victims.
Right.
And nobody's seen a dime. That's what she's saying. She says the scam hunters asked who got money back, but nobody has gotten any money back. Because she was asked. I was one of them. Well, who's gotten money back?
Right.
You're this. But that just shows you people follow blind. Well, she must be good. But nobody asked up until this point.
Because they're scamming. They scam the money out of her with this new way to do it.
No, what I'm talking about, what I'm talking about is victims so want to believe that they can – that okay. There is a pot of gold at the end of this. I'm going to come out okay.
Yeah.
Justice will be served. Thank God. This is terrible. I learned my lesson. I'm going to get the money.
It's closure. It's closure. It's not to the effect that it was, but it's what I was saying when you were talking about your softball team. Everybody wants, no matter what the situation, everybody wants closure to an issue.
Right. Yeah. And that's what this is. That's what this whole scam is about.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it, like, all these people believed, okay, we're going to get the money. Apparently nobody questioned up until fairly recently, the past several months.
It's like, okay, what's your success rate?
Yeah, exactly. Let me show you let me see what's going on.
Mm.
And, you know, this woman, we're led to believe, thinks she's working with real authorities. That's what Ann Jackson would like us to believe.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of what this argument seems like.
I think Ann's biggest failure at this point is not being thorough enough to get, you know, to find out who these folks were.
Right. She didn't vet these sources.
Yeah. Well, that would make her a victim, Joe.
Right. But what I'm saying, and anybody in the chat, if you're going to falter right at this very moment, that's what you would falter for.
Yeah.
IC3 says send Jennifer, that's Parker Green's daughter, I want to say.
Okay.
Send Jennifer $200.
For what?
More?
Now, Jennifer and Ann Jackson have gotten close. This is what I'm led to believe.
Okay.
So Jackson says never. She has no money, and this has destroyed her. So Jackson's saying, I got no more money left.
Yeah. You bled me dry. Wait a minute. So now they're suggesting, very much like your Kevin, who said, I will use my juju on you if you send me $500 so I can set up the juju. So they're saying, okay, we didn't get you anything, but if you send us $200, good money after bad.
It's a combination of bravado and bullying.
Yeah.
All wrapped up into one.
This is following almost exactly the script of this guy Kevin who was talking to
you
directly.
They know what they're doing. I just want to tell, I know Lisa is listening.
Yes.
She's having problems in the chat.
Oh.
She's listening on davinzen.com. I don't know why she's having that issue, but I'm going to tell Lisa what she should do is, she might be, because she wants to chat.
Yeah.
Anybody who's having an issue with the chat, this is always a workaround that you can try. You can always listen on one of our great affiliates.
Yes.
Always listen on one of our great affiliates. Don't try Extreme Jams or Mac Daddy tonight, because they're not working right now for us. But you go to one of our affiliates, then in another window, you go to davincomedy.com. Go to the bottom of the page, go to Davin's Den. Go to that link, then you click chat and go, and that's a way you can possibly chat for some reason. But
listen on one and then chat in the other.
Yeah, that's another way. So Jackson's claiming I got no money left. Jackson tells IC3 that she will send the information to the Japanese government. She's in Japan.
Okay.
yeah, that's why she would send it there.
Sorry, that's why I
looked at you. No, I know,
like,
but it's important to include. Because there's been speculation.
Where is she?
Months ago, some people thought Australia.
Okay.
A lot of people thought Japan. Some people had no idea. Mm. But here in her own words, Japan. Our victim, who spoke to her.
Right.
Via Skype, said that this is a Japanese woman.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this seems to hold some truth, which is good to see.
Yeah.
In this type of conversation.
Yeah.
Because you'd hate, because then, you know, if she's blatantly lying right here, it really throws a monkey wrench into it.
Yeah.
So IC3 says, you got to love this. Goes, ah, please do.
The balls on this guy.
Jackson calls them scammers. IC3 says the Japanese government will get her. We'll call her a money criminal. IC3 says she's doing money laundering. IC3 is calling Ann Jackson a money launderer.
But if you're looking at it through a rational sense, you would go, first of all, if I'm going to the Japanese government and reporting this, how am I laundering money?
Because you still might be money laundering. You still might be. That's why a lot of victims, when they're caught in these situations, you know, when they find out what exactly they've been doing, they've been receiving money, and they've been putting it in other accounts, they don't know what's going on. And then it dawns on them, oh, my God, I'm money laundering. A lot of them never report it because they don't want to get in trouble.
Right. Yeah,
but you wouldn't get, you after
you would get in trouble. You could get in trouble.
If you weren't intentionally,
ignorance is no excuse. It's no excuse.
It's
no excuse. If they want to prosecute, they can prosecute. Yeah, that, you seem stunned.
I don't seem stunned because I think in that case, if you were
Joe, it's happened. That's why victims are afraid of going forward.
Well, I think what he's trying to say is that, I understand what you're saying.
Think of it. You're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah. Now you come clean. They don't want to hear that.
No, I mean,
have to go in front of a court. They have to investigate. If they know it wasn't the intent of that action wasn't laundering money.
I didn't mean to speed. I didn't see the speed limit. That's no excuse. It's the same.
But you broke the law anyway.
That's the harsh reality of it. It might not like it. It's not warm and cuddly. But, you know, listen, they do make exceptions. They don't always prosecute. They say, all right, work with us.
Yeah.
We'll work something out. That does happen.
But if you can give us a bigger fish, then you won't be charged.
If I was saying, look, these people were scamming, I was led to believe that this one worked for the FBI.
But that's your word against a mountain of evidence. Look at what we're reading right now, and we're thinking, how could anybody believe this?
But they would have to go through. They would have to go through it before you're innocent until proven guilty.
She's in Japan. You don't know the rules, the laws in Japan.
EMS,
you're innocent until proven guilty.
AMS says in the chat, yes, lots of victims get caught for money laundering. Some have gotten arrested and almost faced jail time.
Yeah, they're afraid, Joe. There's no cut and dry. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, like Pip said, perhaps if you could provide a bigger fish, fine. But if you're looking at this, you know, if you're looking at it and you don't know anything about scamming, you're looking and go, this woman's full of crap. Right. She knows it. Who could possibly fall for this type of shenanigans? She's looking for a plea because she knows we were going to get them.
Right.
All right. Yeah. So now we're in a real world scenario the way it is. So, yeah, he's like, yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, stupid.
Go ahead, stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if they listen to the show. I don't know if they're calling you stupid.
I'm sure. Just in your
in their little world, they are. Nothing against them, but it's like...
Yeah, nothing against the scammers.
No, nothing against
the
scammers.
We don't want to
offend. I don't mean it that way. I mean, go ahead.
So IC3, FBI, remember, calls her money laundering. Jackson says, no, you were doing money laundering, as she asked a Western Union manager. So apparently she asked the Western Union manager, again, this is her talking, what's going on? And he's like, you're money laundering. No, he's not going to arrest her. He don't care.
No. Western Union, we've established, really does not care.
So what do you think IC3 does?
I don't know.
Gives the money back? Yes. Until happy ending?
You asked. And all the kids get Christmas presents.
Rainbows
there you go.
IC3 agrees. He is doing money laundering.
Wow.
They got such balls.
They do.
They got such, because the good ones do.
Yeah.
The good ones do.
Now, going back to what we were just discussing, he could say, we're doing money laundering, and it's like, well, then I'm going to see you in court. Yeah, you're going with me, though.
Yeah, but you're not, but you don't know who this guy really is. He knows. He knows he's got a fake FBI ID. Yeah. She has no idea who this guy is, where he really is.
Yep.
He can say whatever the hell he wants.
Mm.
He's got the upper hand. She goes to the police. They know her. She just walked into our precinct.
Oh, my God. As I was singing to Joe earlier, who are you going to call? Ball Busters.
Because it's like, if there was like, you know, well, this guy, Tim, is on to this, and Tim said he's doing monologue. Who's Tim? Where is he?
Yeah.
Where is he? I don't know.
What's
he's
his
on
last
the
name?
He's on the internet.
No.
So was a dog. So was a dog on a tricycle. You know.
Well, he's his co-defendant.
Yeah.
So Jackson says she has told the local police, and this is a never-ending payment scam.
Yeah.
Jackson's calling them scammers now. She says it is real. She says it is a real scam from fake authorities.
Mm-hmm.
This is the beginning of February. She goes, it's money laundering. She said she's told Jennifer all of this. So think about this. She thinks these people, from her perspective,
yeah,
which, if we're to believe what she's writing, you, FBI Cotton Brown, are a scammer. You're a fake authority.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jennifer,
mm-hmm,
who I believe is part of this ring,
of course,
is clean. So she goes to this girl who she thinks she's become close with.
Hold on, quickly. Who's Jennifer again? Jennifer is
the Parker Green's daughter.
Okay, Parker Green just
one of the soldiers. One of the soldiers. All right. And Jennifer and Ann Jackson have quote unquote gotten close.
All right, so
like a daughter to her.
Green could be a scammer, and this good Jennifer.
Yeah,
the daughter. All right.
So she thinks I'm confiding to this young girl who really knows how. Well, this is what's going on to me. These people are scammers. They're killing me. Meanwhile, Jennifer is going, wondering, you're never gonna believe this.
Yeah.
Here's what we do here. You got a meeting of the minds.
Yeah.
So theoretically, you got the whole team or one person. Who the hell really knows?
Right.
Who knows how? You know, we don't know. But they got this woman, if you're to believe everything I'm reading,
mm-hmm,
right where they want her.
Absolutely.
It's a complete mind screw.
Oh, God, yeah.
And this woman is in above her depth.
And because she's talking to Jennifer like she's a confidant who can be trusted.
If you're to believe what, you know, and why? It makes no sense for her to lie. But I mean, she could lie to me, but it makes no sense to lie to me. Because I, at this point, at this point, I'm the one person who has not accused. I'm the one person who says, I'm just going to find out the truth.
Mm-hmm.
If you're guilty, you better disappear because I'm going to nail your ass to the wall. If you're innocent, I'll help you as best as I can. Because, you know, now other people have tried to inform her. Other anti-scammers have, beg and steal, trying to say, these people are scammers, but I don't know. But she was clearly afraid of beg and steal.
Yes.
Where she's never been afraid of me for whatever reason. Go on, Joe.
Well, because you could see where it's panning out. You could start to tell where it's going right now that they are scammers.
Yeah.
You're reading everything with no malice, and we're seeing everything and all the stuff that we've been doing. You could see the pattern of this, the way it's going. It's a ring.
Mm-hmm.
They're fake.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see how it's going.
Yeah.
God bless you.
They're using
it might be
powder great. And making me sneeze. No, but... But, you know, Davin, on the other hand, is the only person that's really not judging, really meaning no malice to her in any way.
No.
I mean, he's not saying, well, this is going to happen. No, he's saying, well, if you should be, you better be telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so far from what we've seen, mm-hmm, it seems like we've kind of IDing the way this is going. This woman got in over her head. She took the confidence of people that she thought were authorities. However, it happened to be scammers, seems blatantly.
Yeah.
She didn't do enough homework.
Right.
And now, and like I said, not only is she in Dutch with these scammers, now the anti-scamming community, she put her foot in cow shit with them. She's got nowhere to go.
Well, you got to remember, as you say that, as we look at this, there are still people listening to this that go, no, she knows exactly what she's doing. I'm sure there's people listening to go, no, she's playing Davin. This is all a bunch of nonsense. So, you know, there's that too.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's fine. Everybody can make their own judgment.
Do you think it's like the way Juliana was playing where, you know, I brought this up before where, you know, either she's brilliant or just
clueless.
No,
you give these you give these broads too much credit. They're not that bright. I know the bright broads. I talked to some of the bright ones.
Right.
I know when I'm dealing with a smart cookie.
Yeah.
I know when a smart cookie makes a dumb mistake. And when like somebody's just like, this person's just way out of their league.
So how do you feel right now about this?
Reading this now?
Yes.
I feel like she's a victim. I feel like she thought she was doing good. She believed this stuff.
That's the take I have.
And I'm just saying, I think we all agree with that. We didn't always feel that way.
Not until we get to the
facts.
But
I'm just saying, there's people that don't agree with that. I'm just letting
Right. All right, please.
So she tells all this to Jennifer, thank goodness. Jackson says it is all just laughing. Jackson says it is all fake, from funds to gold bars. Everything is fake. Jackson's calling BS on this, beginning of February.
Yeah.
Jackson writes to me that the so-called authorities are trying to kill her, which we've heard her get threatened, along with the scam hunters. She's afraid of the scam hunters, too. We heard that last week.
Sure.
Because the scammers have told her that the scam hunters are going to kill her. She's got nowhere to turn. The place where she was once, I'm just putting myself in her shoes.
Yeah.
The place where she was once adored has turned their back and is now against her.
Right.
The authorities who she thought were actually helping her has now threatened her. This chick's got nowhere to go.
Right. And think of the psychology about this. They're telling her the scam hunters are out to kill her. Now, the scam hunters, the anti-scam hunters, are not out to kill her.
No, let me tell you something about these scam hunters. They can't kill anybody, but they can annoy the piss out of
and that's kind of what I'm kind of getting at. They're not going to try to kill her.
No.
However, they're calling bullshit.
You think these people are getting up behind their computer? I know I'm not.
No, but they are calling bullshit on her.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, they are.
So that's a problem.
Because finally somebody opened up their eyes and more people started to investigate. That being said, they're all very single-minded now. I shouldn't say they're all. A lot of them, most of them, from when we started, most of them were very single-minded that this woman was indeed in league with them.
But if it wasn't a case of being in league, there's another take on that, too. If you're an anti-scam person, okay, you grabbed a group of people to go in and go after these people, leading the charge when you didn't do your homework.
Yeah.
So if I'm following this person... Yeah, we'll get...
All right, well, hold on. I got to interrupt you there just to defend some of the people. Some people, I am told, are doing a lot of research that I haven't seen.
Okay.
I haven't seen. Other people, they jumped right in.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm one of maybe two. I might be the only one, but I think there might be some other person, some other organization, that is actually talking to this person on a daily basis.
Right.
So... You know, you got, and it's not a knock because there's people out there that have seen things that I don't see that I'd love to see. You know, I've said if you have it, come on the show, you get full credit.
Sure.
But I'm talking to this person. I'm seeing the transcripts written and everything. You know, it kind of gives you an inside view.
And it seems like a lot of work to do to fake it up.
It really is. All right, so let's go on. So Jackson writes to me so she's afraid of both sides. Yes, exactly. She goes, the truth is that you will be in danger. She's talking to me now. The truth is that you will be in danger, too, because if something happens to Jennifer, I do not think Parker Green will keep silent. This is the first time. This is the first time I might be in danger.
Yeah.
Now, you could say, well, this is a ploy to get me off this. There's that. This is a ploy by this woman.
I think it's paranoia.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think it's paranoia. I think she's scared crapless, but you could say, well, this is the ploy to get rid of me. You know, you got to stop this.
Yeah.
But all right, so let's go on. She goes, I do not think Parker Green will keep silent. They threaten me and they want to kill me. Well, this we've seen.
Yeah.
I am telling the truth. Two, she goes, I try to help the victims, but these effing hunters do not know the truth. There is no free of charge to deal with international scams. Now, I got to tell you, I don't know. I've never heard of a fee. But the scammers, who she thought were the authorities, because it's called a reload scam, have told her... It's a fee. So she's taken their word for it. She believes this is true. I've never seen on the IC3 website where there's a fee. I haven't really gotten a clear answer.
Right.
But I don't think there'd be a fee to recover your funds.
Yeah. The worst they're going to do to you is not let them play softball with them. That's probably the worst they're going to do.
Wow. Joe apparently felt like he hadn't talked in a while.
He knows how to hit you where you hurt. Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me. He's like, really? There?
That hit you hard. You know what?
It hit me hard. I was just like, that's what you got?
Yeah. Don't ever say that to Joe. Then he's going to give it another shot.
Yeah, but he don't want to do that.
No.
It bothered him.
No.
I know you.
No, I just want to get through this. Okay. Joe's awake. He'll fall asleep in 15 minutes.
No, actually, I got sleep last night, like you told me.
Joe's like, I'm going to be late. I'm good. Now go to bed, stupid, so you're useful to me.
Understand. For the past 2 weeks, I've been averaging like maybe 4 hours of sleep. I've finally been getting some rest lately. So.
All right.
Uh-oh.
So I go, she goes, I have the evidence, and you know all this, and I think you did foolish me in previous shows.
You did foolish her.
Yes, she goes, yes. It is how you will deal with it. If you lie, you will get arrested, maybe. I take a risk because I do not work for any authorities. I just reported the criminals to them.
Okay, wait. I'm a little bit lost.
Yeah. Well, you should be. Who the hell knows what she's talking about?
Yeah, when they start going into the broken English, then I'm done. Wait, so she's saying that you made fun of her previously.
Possibly, which I never really did. We just didn't agree with her.
I don't think it's making fun. It might have been critical of some of her actions, which she's construing as making fun of.
Okay.
So she goes, these people, Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, James Miller, and Parker Green, are all real, but they destroy me in some ways. The way they do to me is also mafia ways. This is how the Interpol investigate the scam and criminal cases. I will collect all the info for you. I do not want you to have any problems. She's talking to me.
Okay.
I try to get the funds out to help the victims, but something happens to me so far. I have had a fever for 3 weeks. The fever is high. I'm getting better, but I'm not completely fine. All right, is this a bunch of BS? I mean, there was a period of weeks where I didn't talk to her.
She's still under the impression they're real.
Yeah, she still thinks they're real.
It's not a fever. She's still under the impression that she's real. But she's still under the impression that they're real. Damn it, they're not real.
No.
She goes, no one knows the real procedure of funds transfer. Remember, she's been told the real procedure by these people.
Uh-huh.
This is why Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton made mistakes to me. Maybe I'm the first person they get the case. Here's the excuse. They haven't done this before.
Okay.
Which is what a victim would do. A victim often, you know, when they start empathizing or sympathizing, they start making excuses. Like, what do they call it when the syndrome when you are kidnapped? Not the same thing.
Oh, Stockholm.
Stockholm.
You start, well, you know, maybe this is why they did it.
Right.
You know, not that it's the same thing, but that type of thing.
Well, Crimson Cat says perhaps it's a language barrier with her. She maybe have misinterpreted your words.
It's possible.
Yeah.
People who understand perfect English do it all the time.
What'd you say?
Exactly. She goes, truly speaking, Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, Parker Green, and Miller did pay lots of money for me.
Mm-hmm.
They paid money for her, I guess, to get the funds back.
Uh-huh. Sure they did.
I will do it fast for you. That's the way I like it. Mm. Tomorrow I need to go to work. I did tell you that I got a new job. In fact, I have 3 jobs. Now that Obama economy. Wait a minute. It's Japan.
Yeah.
No. Now she's Jamaican.
Yeah. Mm. I'm trying...
Oh, in living color reference. Before your time, youngster.
I guess
don't
I
look
could
at,
do a show
don't look at me.
No, I don't know either.
I don't know that bit. I'm sorry, sweetie.
Don't apologize for her awfulness.
I'm sorry.
You don't apologize for your awfulness.
The hell am I apologizing, everybody?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, but we'll move on.
Yeah.
She goes, I am trying to save money to help the victims. Please wait for me because I am filing each person and you can read each file. By the way, there is one key person who also met Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, Parker, Green, and Miller. He's a real bank lawyer. I did call him. I will send his details to you. Please wait for me. Is what she tells me.
Which one is the real bank lawyer?
We haven't heard about him.
Oh,
yet.
Okay.
He's coming.
Oh, so he's supposed to be real.
And he met them?
Yeah.
Because he has a phone. He's real.
Is there a definition of meet? Meet in person? Saw them on the internet?
I don't know, Joe. What do you think? What do you think? How much do you think this holds up?
I would think it was a chat or something like that.
Really? I think they were all huddling together in their fucking hut, Joe. That's what I think. I mean, we haven't gotten there, but I think it was just go, okay, it's your turn now. You type away, stupid. That's what I think happened. I think they got the team involved.
Well, if she met with them,
didn't say she met with them.
Oh, okay.
The bank lawyer met with Miller, Parker, Green, Cotton, Brown. The bank lawyer. It's real. It's for reals this time.
In their hut.
Sure. So I'll go on. So I write to her. I go, you say, truly speaking, they did pay lots of money. What does that mean? Have you received money from them? I know of no victims that ever received a dime from them. I'm asking the questions. This was not a case. This was a scammer syndicate. They never were involved with the FBI, Interpol, or United Nations. That point is not questioned by anybody. The only question is whether you were being used for them or you were actively participating, which is what I'm trying to find out.
Yeah.
That is the only question in anybody's mind. Hopefully the evidence you say you are collecting will shed light on this. I hope for your sake that you were being used. I hope for your sake you are not what many suspect you as.
Mm-hmm.
I notice you never answer my questions. That makes me doubt you. I asked you specific questions in the last email. If it is in your evidence, then tell me so. Evasiveness does you no favors.
Mm-hmm.
Save money to help the victims? What does that mean? You were going to reimburse them money they sent to Cotton, Melvin, etc. on your word? That would be something.
Yeah.
The lawyer you speak of, what makes you think he's not just as phony as the rest? And we will leave it there.
Damn it.
We'll leave it there. I create soap operas.
Okay, sorry. It's so easy for me to say. I am so frustrated because I want to know the answers to these things.
That's why I run a radio show, to make you come back, stupid.
Well, we have to come back next week anyway, don't we, Joe?
Yeah. Well, not with this performance under your belt.
I think, you know, you're looking for answers. Like I said, I want answers you haven't given to me.
Right.
I think that she has done things so slipshod
that
there's not really answers. Let's say if I had to go do something. or I'll give you the perfect example.
Okay.
All right, when the whole when I was in McClinton.
Why does it always go back to McClinton?
Because I got called on the carpet and I was getting grilled by you guys when we had dinner that night.
Pickle dinner.
And did you go, you know, well, did you check this? Well, no, this did you check that? No. Did I have really definitive answers for you guys?
No, you had a bunch of piss and vinegar. I did not like your attitude at all.
But did I have definitive answers
for you
guys?
No, but you were as indignant as ever.
And why didn't I have All right, besides
because there were no answers.
All right, because and why was that?
Because you were being scammed.
Because I was, yes.
Yes.
And I didn't fully do my research.
No, because you wanted to be real, just like this woman wants it to be real.
And that is my point, why she might not be giving you definitive answers.
She wants it to be
real. Oh, yeah. I agree with
that. Yeah. Well, because if these people are scammers, then all the work she was doing with authorities is bogus. She's been wasting.
What authority?
They're guiding her to do exactly what they want. This is a classic reload scam.
Oh, totally.
Which blows the mind is why would anybody believe that this woman knows what the hell she's doing? Because she put out videos and a blog, and that just shows you another problem. Because again, like I said in the top, the victims so desperately want to believe that there's a happy ending, and unfortunately, it breaks my heart to say it, very often there's not.
Right.
And I think why the anti-scamming community is against her. They think that she's in on it. However, I think there's also a resentment by maybe some people, I'm giving a guess here, that they were led to believe she was doing a good deed.
There's a lot of
which
that.
She was in her, on my,
in her
but
mind.
She did, but in her mind, but she didn't do the research.
Right.
She didn't do and led all these because if you're
by the same token, and then I'm going to let you continue.
Mm-hmm.
The people that were talking to her, they didn't do research either. Now go on.
Right, but still, you still feel in yourself that you were let down by this person. So the next feeling is you can't say to yourself, "Well, I didn't do enough research." You know, and I should really, why did I, you know, follow this person and stuff like that? Instead, what I'll do is I'll blame her and I'll say that she's in on it.
Right.
To make you feel better, to sort of get closure of following in. This show should be the closure show.
Really. Well, the way this performance has been, it might. we just might bar the windows and call it a career.
But it's all feeling closure, feeling that you know, and these people must have felt misled again.
Well,
no, there's a lot of that.
Crimson Cat says in the den, AJ sounds to me like she's backpedaling. She's not a stupid woman, but perhaps she got caught up in the subterfuge.
Well, hold on. Let me stop you, Crimson Cat.
All right.
How do we really know she's not a stupid woman? There are stupid people out there.
And they are so convinced that they're doing the right thing.
I'll give you an example. Hold on. I'm going to give you an example. One of our friends in the anti-scamming community, Nigerian scammers get off Facebook.
Right.
By all encounters with her, she's not so bright. Just the way she writes, the way she talks, the way she acts, she's not very bright. It's not. Okay. It's just my opinion. People
right.
might have a different. My opinion, she's not very bright. That being said, she had plenty of people following and doing exactly what she said.
Yes.
So whenever there's somebody dumb, there's a whole bunch of people a lot dumber behind them.
But think about like an old Western where they get the posse together.
Oh, and you're going back to the 1850s?
Yes, because it's that mob mentality where people, that's the guy that stole that cattle. Let's go hang him. All right, chief, get on your horse. And everybody
it always comes down to that accent.
Because it's the Western, stupid.
But at the end of the show, that voice comes in. Stick around, it's
right.
coming.
Okay, chef, let's get on the horse. You happy?
We could be talking about Italians in the 20s, you're going to that
get
voice.
Get on a freaking horse. Get on a horse. We're going to go. But it's that mob.
Useful.
But it's that mob mentality. Yeah, let's get him. But nobody's thinking, did the guy really rustle this horse? Did anybody let, you know, but there's somebody at the head. That's him. Get on a horse. That's what's going on here.
Right.
Listen, I don't know if this woman is book smart or not.
Mm-hmm.
She's supposedly a teacher. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if she's book smart or not. I can't make that judgment from my interaction. She writes well enough with me.
Right.
You know, English is not her first language. She writes well enough with
me.
I do not think she's savvy at all. Or maybe as a Josie, she's super savvy.
But you want to know something? There are a lot of people that are book smart. I used to work with this guy who was a brilliant engineer and electrical engineer, very brilliant guy. You take him away from a book, he'd trip over his own feet.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
You know, so
I don't know how, quote-unquote, smart Dan Jackson is. I haven't seen any evidence of it so far.
Now, well, you know what?
Unless she's manipulating me.
Let me just pose this.
Strike a pose.
Vogue. Have they both moved? Oh, I wish you guys could see that.
Because we're gay.
Oh, that was priceless. They both did it simultaneously. God. Here's the thing. Now, remember Bernie Madoff?
Yes.
And he had, you know, everybody convinced that he was...
Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, he had a Ponzi scheme. He thought, everybody thought, he was the most brilliant investor of all time.
Sure.
Because he was coming up with, you know, these percentages of payoffs that nobody else could possibly get.
Nobody ever saw him.
No, right. Well, no, some people were getting that amount, and that's why the word of mouth spread. They're like, I'm with Bernie, and Bernie is getting me incredible results. You should be with him. That's how he got more and more
right,
people.
Right, that's good analogy.
But, and the thing is that all these people who thought that they were getting these incredible results on their investments, they wanted to believe it's true. They wanted to believe that I'm doing so well in the market, better than anybody else. They didn't want to stop and think, how the hell is he doing this better than anybody else? They didn't do due diligence, and that's why it all came crumbling down.
And there was a lot of anger.
A lot of anger.
Nobody wants to look in the mirror and go, you know what, this sucks, but I should have done more too.
And who wants to be the person that said to their friends, invest your life savings with Bernie?
Right.
Who wants to? I don't want to say, Joe, invest your life savings with this guy because he's getting me incredible results. And then Joe loses everything. It's my fault because I didn't do my homework. I just saw that. And everyone who is financially prudent, like, you know, said, these people were going down the garden path because nobody stopped and thought, nobody's getting this interest rate. No, but it's not possible in this market. So instead of questioning how is that possible, they just said, sucks to be you. I'm with Bernie. And this is the same thing with this woman.
We're with her. She's the best.
We're with her. She's the best. She's going after the bad guys and getting results.
She's the only one that can actually work with the FBI.
That's
people
a great
analogy.
Yeah, it really was.
Because a guy like me and some of the other people that try to do, people that do a lot more than me, you know, they try to contact the FBI. You don't get any satisfaction. I deal with the Army. I don't. Some things I get satisfaction on.
Not always, though.
A lot of things I don't.
Right.
You know, you go to the local police, you don't get the satisfaction. Here's this person. She's the golden child.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on. I think we're all still thinking that she's a victim at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Crimson Cat says, book smart doesn't mean common sense.
No, absolutely not. No, yeah. It doesn't.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yes. I think, so is the chat kind of like, are they hating her or?
I'm not saying hate tonight.
All right. Well, I'm sure on the replay there'll be plenty of
it. Yes.
All right. Shall we move to my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Hey,
whoa, whoa. Always and forever. Just like a
It is like a dream to me that somehow came true.
Oh, boy.
Now, when we last left with my lovely African girlfriend, Belinda.
Yes.
I was, her daughter was recovering from smashing her face.
Right. I love the way you put that.
You all thought that she was going to ask for money for the doctor bills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She did not.
Surprise.
We were supposed to have the video chat that day, big video chat to lay everything on the table.
Right.
Did not happen because of her daughter's sickness.
Right.
Instead, we had a lovely conversation about religion,
mm-hmm.
which blew all of your mind.
Really interesting.
So today's the day we're going to have the video chat.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
March 15th, 2013. I ask her if she's at the cafe. She says she's about to leave. I say, you'll be late as always. Black woman. Anyway.
Oh, damn.
Not kidding.
I wonder if they were on time for that orgy.
I don't know. According to Ari, people were still showing up late.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
Black people time. No way, Jews are late too. So, you know.
So Irish.
Everybody's late. Nobody's on time.
Mm.
I go, she'll be late as always. She goes, well, I had to run errands for her granny. That's her grandmother with the sick eyes.
Right.
And I'll be there soon. I ask.
Sick eye. My eyes are sick.
No, remember she's got the watery eyes
or
the dry eyes.
My eyes are sick.
I don't remember if they're watery or dry.
You go back and listen to find that nugget out. It'll be a trivia question when I care.
when I care.
Tonight is not that night. I ask her how the daughter is. Akash is. Belinda says she's getting better. I said, that's good news. I ask her, have you Skyped since we spoke?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, no. Have no one to use it with. I go, oh, I saw you had another contact on your profile.
Oh, damn.
There's two contacts on her profile. Who is that? I didn't add anyone else than you. I go, I do not know. It just says you have two contacts. She goes, well, I'll have to check it up. I haven't added anyone. Oh, I go, okay, I guess you'll know soon enough. She goes, yeah. I ask her how long till she gets there. She goes a couple minutes more. I ask her if she brings the pictures because remember I'm supposed to get pictures.
Yeah.
She goes, do you have mine? Remember, she wants pictures of me.
Oh, that's right.
I go, I need to get somebody to take brand new photos. You do not want ones from even a few months ago. I need friends, LOL. You do not answer my question, though. She goes, I will give you the pictures after the video chat. I go, okay, I wonder if my sexy girl will be wearing distracting clothes again. Remember last time I told you she was all hanging out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
That was our other bit.
What? Yeah, forgot about that. We gave out all of our affiliates tit names.
Yes.
What do you mean, yes? You weren't here.
Oh.
No. Maybe he did it in by himself.
Joe's starting to drift. Wakey, wakey, slap him.
No.
It's fun.
Extreme cans.
So she goes, let's wait and see. I go, well, one of us already knows the answer.
Yeah.
I go, hold on. Phone's ringing. Be right back. She goes, okay. Back. She asks who was on the phone. I go, the Pope. He asked how you were doing.
Nice. Nice callback.
Then there's like, she goes, okay. I go, are you mad at me? She goes, a little. You don't want to tell me who's on the phone. Now remember, it could just be a girlfriend thing.
Yeah.
But remember, also scammers like to have complete control of their victims. So is this my girlfriend wants to know what I'm up to, or is this my scammer wants to know what I'm up to?
Your scammer wants to know what you're up to for the win because she doesn't care if
ding!
She doesn't care if you're doing the Vassiola twins. She's not that worried about you being with other people.
That just might be her sarcasm.
No, but she has been very lackadaisical about when you mention other women.
She's I find her completely fabulous. I find her indifference brings us together.
I got to tell you something. I was in a supermarket and
Larry DeFelice?
You're taking his bit?
But I'm just kidding. You know, I get random thoughts and stuff like that. I'm just thinking, I start laughing. I go, the Vassiola twins.
The
Vassiola.
I know.
It's got to be reels. The people have like just caught this like in the past couple months.
Yeah.
They've really missed out on a lot of the
There's
stuff.
There's a lot of cast of characters with this, man.
So many ups and downs and people and well, fake people.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've created my own little syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have.
I've created the Empty Scammer Syndicate. I go, I was just kidding. It was the comedy club that I just had to cancel on. Where is your sense of humor? You usually laugh or play along. She goes, I guess it's make or break affair today, so I'm a little tensed up. I go, okay, I understand. I was just playing. Sorry to upset you. Mm-hmm. She goes, it's fine.
Mm. Oh, well, that's true. It is make or break.
Yeah.
And you're messing around with who's on the phone. And she's just like, oh, I can't take it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're either going to get hitched or we're getting broken up.
Okay.
You know, it's serious stuff.
Shitting it off the pot.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that to her. It's a little rude, but...
Yeah.
I go, they want to know why I had to cancel 2 weeks in Canada. I told them the pilot for the TV show might get picked up. Remember I filmed that thing?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, it didn't. Anyway.
You went without work? You canceled it for nothing?
And I just really didn't want to go because the money wasn't right.
Yeah. Oh.
Money wasn't worth it for me to get off my ass. How am I going to support my scammer if the money's not good enough?
That's
realist.
True.
I go, I need to be around for the TV show. I might get picked up. And I need to stay local just in case they want me back. It turns out they're doing another shoot. Hopefully I'll be part of it. And I go, no, it's not fun. I did not mean to upset you. Yesterday is a big day for us. But however it turns out, my intention was never to anger you. I only like to bring joy into your life.
Okay. Hallmark?
Yeah, sure. I'm a nice guy. She goes, thanks, but I thought you were not supposed to leave the country because of the court case. Am I mistaken? Remember, I got the divorce case going.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
I go, I can't leave unless I have documentation for work and a club that will vouch. I'll be there working for them. I can't spend extra days in the countries. I am only allowed to leave because it's my job and they do not want the money to stop.
This is a good volley.
Yeah, really good.
This is a good volley going on right here, man.
She's the best.
Everybody had a good
I'm the best.
Everybody had a good breakfast and a cup of coffee on this one.
It's game day, Joe. I might be getting old for softball, but not for anti-scamming. I'm my prime.
Damn.
I go, are you almost there? She goes, yes, I am. I go, cool. I go, get me a job in Ghana, and I can leave to be with you. Smiley face. She goes, I hope Charterhouse gets back to you so you can make it. Remember, remember Charterhouse, not Truckentown.
That's what I was thinking.
I heard Shot the Talent has a room in Ghana. I do not want that. You will not go there. I will work the hut down the street.
That's my joke time.
All right. Charterhouse. Remember a long time ago, because we haven't done this much, Charterhouse is this company that puts on entertainment shows, including comedy shows, there. And she had sent me their information for me to come there.
Yeah.
And I had actually contacted them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
So what's going to happen? Ungungo is going to is booked to show up, and then Davin shows up. Where do Ungungo? Well, he flipped and fell in a hut. It's like the regular Charter
show. All right. She goes, so she wants harder. So she wants me to be there. I go, they have not gotten back to me. This is true. I am not hopeful, to be honest. Perhaps I will try again, but let's be honest. Why would they want to fly an American to Ghana when they can get more local acts?
Right.
That's true. I don't return my calls here. She goes, well, we don't have that many, so they get some from Nigeria. I go, well, don't get me started on the Nigerians, LOL.
I didn't think there were comedians there. I thought there were only princes who lost their money.
That's why they had to take up comedy.
Oh, there you go.
Every event is a royal event.
Yeah, really.
She goes, okay, but it'll be really cool to have you here. I go, I agree, smiley face. Though I think you would soon have tired lips, winky face. She laughs.
Get a room.
Well, the apartment was rented.
Get a room. Okay, little sister.
All right, Jen.
Yeah.
I guess me and Ellen will go upstairs.
Yeah.
That's a Family Ties reference because I was up at 5 a.m. and it was on Hub.
Oh, dear God. Yeah.
Been up since 2:30 a.m. But anyway. I agree, though. I think you would soon have tired lips. She goes, why is that? I go, because I would definitely be spending my free time kissing you. She goes, really? I go, well, I would not. I go, well, I would not if you did not want me to. She goes, I'm at the cafe. I go, okay, ask the person at the cafe to make sure Skype is hooked up properly with the computer setting so you can talk in here. Remember last time was a complete fiasco.
Oh, God, yes.
She goes, I'm about entering. Me too.
I'm about entering you.
Now, who's the brother there? There's
nobody there right now.
But who is the brother?
It was Ishmael, the cousin.
Ishmael, so he's nowhere to be found during this.
Not as far as I know.
Okay.
Not at this point.
Right.
She goes, okay, I'm here. I go, okay, I'm here. My Skype is on. Just Facebook me when you're ready for me to pick up the Skype. I go, try to have them help you first, though. That way you don't have to pay for the time with the tech support stuff. I'm always trying to help my scammers save a buck. She goes, okay.
Thoughtful.
She goes, okay. Then she goes, oh, hon, their link is down.
Get out of town.
Now, they are known for having crappy internet, but what do you guys think? Now, remember, it's not like I haven't talked to this person on Skype before.
I know.
I've done it twice before.
Yeah.
So we'll stop it right here. Joe?
I'm calling bullshit.
Hello, bullshit. Where are you, bullshit? So you don't think she got off her ass?
I'm calling bullshit.
You don't buy into this?
I don't buy into this.
How about you, Pip?
Bullshit. Yeah, no, absolutely not.
I really have no way of knowing.
No, we don't, but I mean, come on. Every time you try to set this up.
But again.
Her daughter's breaking her face.
But you can't say that because I've had two video chats with her already.
They gave you a taste. So when they start to pull this stuff, well, we talked to her before. Gave you a taste.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
And the girl that showed up in those chats isn't available today.
Oh, by the way.
That's possible.
Oh, by the way, too. This is a monumental event, isn't it?
For me and my girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
You make damn well sure the Skype is working. You double check.
No. The cafe. She can't control the internet at the cafe, Joe.
All right.
She's not in India. She's in Ghana.
All right.
They can't control things either,
very
by
good.
The way.
All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
Continue reading. I want to see how upset she sounds over this.
All right. Yeah. I will continue reading.
Because because let me tell you, everybody out there, too, if this was a monumental moment, she'd be pretty damned upset.
Right.
So let's see how she
upset
is.
Your sweetie is.
Yeah.
I don't like the terms of doubt. I have to be honest. She's given every indication. Well, not every. She's given several indications that she might be legit at this point.
Tom just woke up from building his shelving and said, I call bullshit for exactly what Joe brought up.
Oh, that's right. You're on vacation.
Davin is getting strung along now.
You had to wake up for that, did you, Tom?
No. He was building shelves. He took down the mallet and he had to rush to the...
Enough of this carpentry. I'm not Jesus Christ. Yeah. Back to the chat I go.
I hope you're having a good vacation.
Yeah, really. I hope you're setting up all those Blu-rays on your shelf. But in the meantime, run over to
the... We know too much about our fans.
Yes. We really do. I'm sorry. I'm not stalking you, Tom.
I'm sorry I'm not stalking you. But she'll try to make time and do it next month.
Well, next week I'll have time to stalk you.
Yeah. All right. So let's get back to my gal.
Okay.
So we want to see some genuine upsetness.
I want to see some emotion.
Some outrage.
Yeah, because something you wanted to. This is a big moment where you might be getting engaged or moving on, you know. And
well, I'm not going to shoot a ring through the internet.
I understand that, but this was a monumental thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of emotion going on
there
because it's a tech
is.
Issue.
There certainly is.
I mean, look at the way you look at the beginning of the show. I mean, you get upset over that. I mean, it's not like.
I got to tell you, you know, Belinda. Yeah. When you're falling out of your shirt, I don't want to see.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Lead on, Macbeth.
No, lead on. She goes, oh, hon, the link is down. I go, they have no internet, bunch of question marks. She goes, yes, but they say it will be back in some minutes. So I guess I should wait for some time.
Okay.
See.
All right.
So quick to judge my girl.
All right.
So quick.
But all right. Sometime. But
people have eaten rotten food for doubting me.
I understand that, but there could be some bullshit reason coming up soon. Why?
You know, you really make it hard for two kids to be in love to have a real honest relationship. I gotta tell you, Joe.
I'm sorry. I'm C blocking this story right now.
So she says it'll be up in a few minutes. She'll wait for a little bit. I go, okay, I guess wait a bit. We will not wait too long, I guess, because it is getting late. Remember, I don't want to be out late. Will they help you when it's up and running to configure the computer? She goes, yeah, I hope they will. I go, well, you have to ask them to. So, would you want tired lips if I was to visit Ghana again? And notice how I said again.
Yeah.
Because I've been there before.
nice. Nice.
She just no-showed when she was Agnes. Funny, funny, funny. They wanted to roll me, and she wasn't who she was. She goes, well, I guess I would. Smiley face. I go, that is not a ringing endorsement.
I guess.
Never mind. She goes, bigger smiley face, this time with teeth. I go, why are you smiling? She goes, just pulling your legs.
Pulling your legs.
So funny. You gotta love the
like getting an adjustment? You a scammer or a chiropractor? What the hell are you
or
doing?
Taylor.
Or a tailor.
You gotta love the use of the slang, though.
I know. It's fun. It is funny.
Yeah. She goes, are you? I think this is maybe how you really feel. She goes, was pulling your legs. Was kidding with you. Where's your sense of humor? She's calling me on the carpet now.
I know.
That's what I love about this chick.
You're a comic, aren't you?
Well. I go, I guess. I guess I am just tense since today is make or break day for us. She goes, I guess you are. I go, yep. She goes, the cafe is hot. I better step out for some time. I go, okay, don't want you to melt. What do you want to do if this does not happen in the next 20 minutes? She goes, I guess I'll have to go home and come back later. I go, I guess we'll try for next week. Sad face.
Right.
She goes,
can I stop you for a second?
I guess. I was going
to
read one more
time. You're giving her, like, all the rope she needs to get out of this.
Yeah. And she's not trying to.
All right.
That's, I'm saying. You know, you said she's going to want to blow this off. You want to see some emotion, you're seeing it. She's like, no, I'm going to stick around. I could have said, you know what, go home. Called another day. I said, go home. She goes, okay, we'll try this another time. She's not saying that. So I go, I guess we'll try for next week, sad face. She goes, I'll be back later tonight. I want us to clear up everything today.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I go, I can't pay if I have to leave for work in a few hours. Plus, it'll be too late. I do not want you walking around alone late at night. I know I have things to discuss with you. Is there something you need to discuss with me? She goes, not really. I just want us to clear up our issues. All right, Joe, Pip, are you seeing what you want to see?
Yeah, well, it's it's what I'm saying. It goes peak, valley, peak,
this is not
valley.
This is not prototypical scamming.
But wait.
This is not the money grab.
I am not completely impressed with the fact that she said she's willing to sit there and wait for the internet to come back up.
She's probably sitting on a couch.
That's what I'm saying, because she could tell you anything you want. She probably never went.
It's possible, but we know she has gone in the past.
Right.
So we can't say for sure. It's not like, really? We've been doing this for months? Really? Really? I mean, she's gone. She's gone a couple times. Mavis is gone.
Yeah.
They've gone.
Yeah.
So then she wants to clear up the issues. Listen, you clear up the issues, the cash is there.
Right.
You know, I'm holding back the cash right now.
But if she's dragging her feet on the Skype thing, I mean, I could say anything to you.
She could.
You know?
Often I'm sure you wish you could.
Yeah.
That's
like I could say, I got three comedy clubs that want to hire us to go out on a tour. Well, where are they? I'll tell you next week.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I can't, but I'm having a bad phone. I mean, I got these gigs, but until we're walking on stage.
All right, McClinton.
Or we call, yeah. that is a good simile as well, sir.
Yes,
but,
yes.
You know, until we're walking on stage or we're booking the dates, it's just talk.
Mm-hmm. Talk.
So I tell her I want to, I go, as do I. You know, we need to either be on the same page if we can. If we can't, then really what is the point of doing this, right?
Right.
So I say to her, she goes, okay, I get you. When will you be leaving for work? I go, well, I have to get ready in about 45 minutes. Then I'll probably be out the door sometime after that. I'll be around to chat with you here for a bit, but our relationship deserves my undivided attention. And in about 45 minutes, I will not be able to give you that.
Right.
She goes, okay, then if the internet doesn't come on in 15 minutes, next week it is.
Okay.
I go, okay, do you think after our talk we will still be a couple? She goes, I really hope so. Mm-hmm. I go, me too.
Did you have to work that night?
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason I'm asking is if you didn't have to work, I would say, well, you know, try another 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's the type of thing she can check up on.
Yeah.
Okay.
She goes, let me go inside and check. I go, okay. She goes, it's not back on. They still say I should wait. I said, babe, I think it's best you head home. It is late. I'm not happy you're walking home alone in the dark as it is. We'll do this next week.
So you let her off the hook.
Essentially, you did.
I did. Here's why. Because I don't know she's full of crap. And I don't want her. If this is real.
Yeah.
If this is the girl. She's a pretty girl.
Right.
She's got a kid. If she is alone like she's supposed to be, I don't need her walking 45 minutes an hour and at dark in Ghana. I'm
for
not
real.
That big of a creep.
No, no, no.
Because I don't want anything to happen.
Well,
to
also, if you've got to do a gig, you really don't want to rush the Skype chat because you've got to go do a show.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah, yeah, no. Absolutely.
Sorry.
No, it's a practical concern. And he even told her, look, I want to give you my undivided attention when we get this.
Right, because if she contacts me, I've got to leave in an hour. If we set this Skype up at 30 minutes, now I got to ham and egg this whole thing
because
I got to split to a gig.
Right.
So, you know.
I ask her if she's upset.
Right.
She says, no, just disappointed. I go, me too. Why are you disappointed? She goes, walked this long distance and didn't achieve my aim. I go, yeah, it stinks. I don't know about your aim, but mine was to see you. She goes, same here, and also to clear up our issues. I go, yeah, I guess there's a chance that these might become our final conversations.
Oh.
She goes, yeah, but I hope it's not. I go, me too. I go, will you miss me if I'm not in your life? She goes, yes, I will.
Yeah.
She asks, will you miss me?
Right.
I go, I will very much. Now, honestly, if she was gone, I would miss her.
Yeah.
Because I do like talking to her. Yeah. God, she takes up a lot of my time. But she's fun to talk. Besides that, she makes very good radio, in my humble opinion.
Yes.
That's the reason why you'd miss her.
No, but she's fun to talk to. I've said that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I like talking to her. She makes me. We've heard her say funny things.
Yeah.
And have, just last week, an interesting conversation about religion. She's not a boring, one-dimensional scammer.
No.
A lot of the scammers are very one-dimensional that, you know, for lack of a better term, they blow you to make you feel, you know, make you say what they think you want to hear and everything. And then there's the money gun. This one's called me fat. This one bust my balls.
And old.
All true.
No.
But she's not that way, which makes it intriguing.
Yeah.
And remember, again, we've never heard of a scammer going on video chat.
No.
So who's to say this isn't for real?
Well, we'll find out.
Yes, we will. She asks if I'm, so I tell her I'll miss her. She goes, I guess the feeling is mutual. I go, would you want to still talk even if we were not together any longer? She goes, yeah.
Oh.
And in my mind, this is going to go south. Because in my mind, she's not going to tell me what I need to hear.
No.
But I'd like to keep her as a friend.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Okay.
It's kind of crazy, but, you know.
Well, you know what?
Not so
no,
much.
That's pretty standard, you know, for people who are like, it's not going to work out romantically, but, you know, let's be friends, but let's see if you really do.
Maybe have a massage. That's from earlier in the show. That's from earlier in the show, Joe. What, are you all right?
What's the matter, Joe?
Okay.
Joe's having a grand mal seizure by the mic. What was that?
All right.
Okay. Moving along.
I ask her if she thinks it would be weird. She does not think so. I ask her why she says that. She goes, we've been talking for some time now, so it won't be.
I go, it's going to be kind of hard to listen to you talk about other guys, but I would be an ear for you if you wanted to. How do I get $100 out of this guy? I know the computer doesn't work. What do you suggest?
And you know that Skype shit I tried on you? I'm trying it with him. I don't know.
Yeah. How can I do it better so that you would have believed me?
How do we hide? How do we hide the guy that's feeding me lies?
Can you feed me lies?
You know what? The funny thing is, she'll come. She'll wind up flying here, being on the show. It's 6:30, and she'll look at us and go, "Christ, I thought the cafe had shit tech."
No, you know where she's gonna go? You know she's gonna go. I didn't know you guys were real.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were bullshit too.
What do you mean you weren't willing to take my spot? Yeah.
That's not so far-fetched.
I know. Why do you think I'm upset?
I mean, let's be honest. She's contributed more laughs than you have.
Well, that's not right.
Pip, no, that really hurt.
Pip doesn't write porn for the show.
No, that hurt more than my sister ever did.
Pip never said the big dick was in my back.
He's got you there. Pip, I love you like a sister. Tits and tilt the world. This could be a problem.
Pip never suggested sex in an oven. When did you ever suggest sex in an oven? Never. No, so, you know, the girl brings a certain certain quality to the show that you have not.
He's got a point.
All right, listen, I can talk about sex and appliances. Just give me a moment.
I've given you years.
I know.
You've never brought it up on your own.
You're right. Tom's
out there building his shells. Well, I'm the official fourth mic here. Don't shit can me either.
Tom's gonna win the next contest and get a free trip to Ghana.
Yeah.
drive your truck over there, stupid. Good luck with those roads.
Yeah.
Don't forget to bring your money for gold.
Yeah. She goes, well, same here, because I said it'd be very uncomfortable for me to hear her talk about other guys. She goes, well, same here. I go, I promise I will not talk to you about other guys.
Yeah.
She goes, I better start heading home. It's getting late. I go, I thought you were already walking home. Keep me with you if you want so you're not alone. She goes, okay, where will you be going from here? I go, I'm going to work tonight, like I told you. She asked the comedy club. I go, yes, comedy works. I go, will you do internet if this doesn't... Will you date on the internet if this does not work out?
Oh.
She goes, I don't really know. I go, would you be yourself? She goes, I would always be myself.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, who's yourself, though? Who's yourself today?
Yeah, that's
which you are you?
Belinda,
yeah, which
Agnes,
you?
Yeah.
The first you or
as
the second
who?
You?
I go, what made you decide that? She goes, someone is not good, I should be myself. Where will you go tomorrow? I go, working again tomorrow, same place. I go, are you worried about racist still? Remember, that was the...
Yeah.
She hid as Julie Love because some guy said horrible things about black people when she was black. That's the story. And Mavis had the same story about why she was hiding as a white woman. When remember?
Yes, I know.
Yes.
That's on page 12 of What to Do in the scammer book, the scammer handbook.
She asked what time the shows will be, same time. I go, yes, dear. How come you are no longer worried about racists? She goes, I just am not. If they don't want me for me, that's their problem, not mine.
Right.
I go, I'm glad you feel that way. I could not agree with you more. Maybe in some way, even if we fail as a couple, this has been a personal success for you. You know, because if she doesn't get money, I want her to walk away with something.
Oh, yeah.
I want everybody to go home happy.
Oh, I wish we could play Sarah McLachlan, I Will Remember You.
I could, but I don't want this shit to go offline. Be honest with you, Joe.
Let's just get to the point. Nobody sneeze! Nobody sneeze!
Jody, you have gas? It looks like you have gas. You got to fuck up the whole show. I go, are you upset? What?
At my own picture in my head of what would happen to Sam if one of us had gas.
Sam walks away. P.U.
Yeah.
It smells like a BBW orgy in here.
Yes.
Why am I wet?
For Sam.
Sure. I go, are you upset with me? It's just a gut feeling I get. She goes, oh, no, I am not. Why do you get that feeling? I go, I don't know. I guess I'm wrong. She goes, yeah, you are. I go, well, that's good.
You get a little paranoid.
Yeah. I am.
Yeah.
It's a relationship. Of course I am. Mm. Yeah. I haven't gotten laid yet, so I still give a damn.
Well, a little too true.
Well,
hi.
Have you ever seen Belinda?
Huh?
Have you ever seen Belinda?
No. Oh, I think I have.
Okay. You're like regurgitating like she's hideous.
No.
Trucker Tom seen Belinda, but Trucker Tom thought she was pretty.
Yeah.
I go, have you ever been very mad at me? She goes, yeah. I go, when? She goes, when you kept blaming for me for things I had no idea about.
Right.
I go, like what? She goes, having other profiles.
Oh.
And now it's time to play the feud.
Pictures or no pictures? Here we go.
Your Honor, your witness. One of Joe's favorite segments of the of this bit.
Yeah.
When yes. I put them on the hot seat. She goes, when you kept blaming, so I asked her about what? She goes, having other profiles. I go, the ones with yours and Mavis's names? She goes, I don't really know. I think so. I go, well, if it made you mad and you remember, how do you not know?
I don't remember what I was so mad about.
Yeah. She goes, you said a lot. I go, what did I say? I go, be back in a second. Repeat the computer running slow. Tell me what I said that made you mad. She goes, you blame me for things I had no idea about, and you didn't believe me when I told you. I go, okay.
What?
I go, I'm back. I go, Belinda, how can you blame me for not believing you? You have lied to me about so much, including your birthday right after you swore you would be honest.
And you were another person. And you were another person for a year. You don't have a really good track record, sweetie.
Yes. Yes, but even right after she came clean, she lied again.
I know. It's like, because you've been so honest yeah. with me so far. Oh, God.
I go,
I'm sorry, your feelings are hurt, yes, but you're a bullshit artist.
Perhaps.
Not only you're a you're the Picasso of bullshit artists.
Gee, that is high praise. She's an abstract bullshit artist.
Yeah.
I go, how would you feel if you were me? She goes, I know. That's why I never blamed you. I blamed myself.
But wait. No, no. She's saying that she was mad at you
yeah.
for blaming, for accusing her of these things. And then she's saying, oh, I didn't blame you. I blamed myself.
Well, don't forget she's good, too. She's able to backpedal lickety-split on that one.
I know.
And I'm sure I'll let that slide.
Uh-huh. Sure you will.
Well, for somebody emotionally involved, that'll back you up.
Yeah.
So for
don't make me a cold calculating prick.
A cold calculating prick, you're like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well,
let's see what he said.
Let's say what I said. I go, but you said you were mad at me.
Yes.
Pip Helix for the win.
What do I get, Johnny?
You get Joe.
That would be okay.
Sure, yeah. We
see,
can have
it's a good prize.
Sure, absolutely. Some would beg to differ. Others would say it's a fabulous prize. Depends who you ask.
Yeah. Yes.
I go, Mavis still claims to have no idea about those profiles that link the two of you together. She tells me she has changed and she is sorry, but nobody can explain those profiles. Great mystery.
Everybody's
like
sorry.
Like Stonehenge.
Everybody's sorry. Everybody's still lying.
Yes. She goes, I am no longer, because it's not your fault but mine. I go, okay. Mavis did what you did and took down her fake profile and revealed her real one. Still, nobody can claim those fake profiles that link you two. She goes, well, I don't know about that. I go, somebody knows something, and everybody swears they are telling the truth. I go, it is upsetting. She goes, I don't know anything. Let's try and do this on video chat tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow. She can't even wait a week. No. Now it's tomorrow.
I agree. This should be on video chat.
Yes.
I do not know if I will be around tomorrow. Plus, it is Saturday, so don't you want to spend time with your family? She goes, let's better we do this and clear the air. It's like, all right, we need to huddle up with the team.
You know, it's funny. You've turned this into a romantic chat into scene 4 of Law and Order.
She started it. She started it, Joe.
You had to say something.
She says she was mad at me.
Yep, and it's like, wait a minute, you're mad at me? And then it goes off.
Well, yeah, because, and this is what makes me think she's a real chick.
Yeah.
Because I'm fighting with her like a real chick, like a real girl. I go, well, I got him. These guys never have answers. Except when you fight me. Because yeah. I have answers.
Yeah, but it's not like, well, I saw you in the movies on, I saw a tweet from you that you were in the movies on Tuesday when you were saying you're homesick. No, you were lying for me for 6 months, trying to take my money. You're in cahoots with this other broad. You won't go on. You know, so,
yeah. Chuck getting upset.
Yeah.
Joe, it's early for closing arguments.
Yeah.
So she agrees we should do this to clear the air. I go, okay, we will clear the air. I think we both need this. She goes, yeah, we do. I go, I hate this. She goes, yeah, me too, but it has become necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I go, yeah, does this make you think less of me? She goes, no, I think you deserve to know the truth.
Oh.
That's what
I
she said.
I think I can handle the truth.
She goes, no, I think you deserve to know the truth. I go, is there something you would tell me that I do not know?
Yeah.
Because remember, for all the coming clean, we've never got, hey, who's the guy feeding your lines?
Yeah.
that's what I want.
Yes.
That's
yes.
what I want the video chat
yes.
for. Who's that jabroni who's giving you the lines?
Yeah.
You deserve to know the truth.
You deserve to know.
You
the
deserve
truth.
To know the truth.
I do.
That was
you
a,
do.
That was
I
a really do. Interesting
but
slip.
If you deserve to know the truth, how come she couldn't answer the four questions that you just posed to her?
Well, deserve is, you know, subjective. Truth is really semantics.
You just scrolled her off. She just backpacked. You deserve to know the truth.
Joe, this is my girl. You know, listen, I'll fight with her, but I can't have you fighting with her.
You deserve to know the truth.
I'm a gentleman,
just
damn it.
The devil's advocate here.
Wait a minute.
How dare you question my other woman's integrity?
I mean, come on. She pretended to be something else for a year. Who has it?
We know you've done it for like 20.
Coming, probably coming to refruition.
Oh, God.
Sometimes,
a lot of things are hitting home tonight, but anyway.
You know what? Sometimes awakenings can be startling, and you never know what's going to set them off, Joe. She's not threatening to quit the show over it. She seems to be able to deal with this new truth that she's embracing better than some people I know.
Here we go, I'd walk out, but now you can see more things clearly. Now, yeah, I guess you've got a point.
This psychopath's saying, got her act better together than you.
What you were saying a year ago is that this scammer was more mentally balanced than I was. Which, yeah.
That's why we wrote you were undateable a year ago.
Water under the bridge.
Yeah, sure. So she goes, no, I think you deserve to know the truth. I go, is there something you will tell me that I do not know? She goes, not really.
Uh-huh.
Not what we were looking for.
No.
I go, okay, so I guess I know everything then. She goes, yeah, you do.
Hey, wait, isolate that.
Oh, by
you
the way.
You know everything.
By the way, I'm sorry to interrupt. I got some really earth-shattering stuff I wanted to tell you guys. I'll let you know next week.
Oh, right.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
I go, okay. She goes, will you be home early today? I go, no, babe. I'll not be home until very late. She goes, how many hours do you normally work? I'm not exactly sure what you mean. Can you be more specific?
Look at these old... He's old.
Well, yeah,
like,
I'm
fraud.
Yeah, of course.
You're a little turning into Eeyore. Well, let me know when you'll be there.
I'm playing a part. I am down there. She
it's
had
more
the opportunity.
More like method acting, I think, right now.
But notice what I did and what I always do with these scammers. I'm very consistent with this. I give them chances throughout.
Yes.
To come clean.
Yeah.
So we can end this charade and part like gentlemen. Or gentlewomen, whatever the case may be.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, exactly. I always give them the option. They just don't take it.
No.
Because
they're scammers.
They're scammers and they're good. You just grilled her on four different things. I'll tell you everything you want to know next week. You've got, just as a human being, you've got no recourse to go, okay, and it keeps going.
Yeah.
And it keeps going.
She asked me how many hours I work. I ask her if she could be more specific. I go, a lot of questions about my work, lady. What brought on that sudden interest? She goes, I didn't know, and I want to know. How many hours do you usually perform? I go, the performance is anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour for each show. Sometimes we do a couple shows a night. I go, it's nice that you're curious about my work. She goes, it's nice to know how you work. I go, cool. I go, do you like that I'm a comedian, or did you like when I wrote porn better?
Yeah.
She goes, I like the comedian better.
I like the porn better.
You've seen enough of the comedian. The porn is better.
I've read one, seen the other. Yeah.
I go, how come? She goes, because I like laughing. I go, you do not like sexy talk? She goes, I like it. I go, do you miss writing with me? She goes, yeah, sometimes I do.
Hmm.
I go, me too. I liked writing with you. I never bring it up because I get the feeling you are uncomfortable with sex and talking about it, which every time we've talked about sex, except for a few occasions when I was a farm animal and having sex with her.
Or that damned amusement park.
Well, yeah, but we were writing the scene. But remember, me and her actually had cyber sex. I was just our pet.
I know.
That was weird.
Well, that was that was creepy.
That'll be fun.
That was definitely creepy. That
check
one,
it
man.
Out. Old shows, kids.
Yep, it's all there.
She goes, I'm cool with it. I go, okay. I would like to write with you for fun, not to sell it. She goes, well, you would try it one day, and after the fun, you can sell it. I go, no, I want to try and stay away from that business and those people. I still get messages from the Saudi sheik, which I ignore. Now, let me...
I forgot about that son of a bitch. The damn Bassiola sisters, the sheik.
The Saudi sheik.
Because remember, I came up because I'm writing porn. We need money. I desperately need money.
I forgot about that.
The Saudi Arabian sheik contacted me because I'm so good at this. Going to offer me millions of dollars to write a pornography based on the Koran.
Yes.
Which, of course, you can't do.
No.
And right at this time, unbeknownst to us, they were like, the Muslims were in an outrage about something.
Yes, yeah.
Which I didn't know when I wrote this to her, but it was in real time and everything. So, yeah, it's been quite some time since I brought up the Saudi sheikh.
I think about that same time, it was somebody had used the image of Muhammad.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to do that.
Right. And now remember, I put her on the spot. I go, listen, we can write these things. We can make this money. I can send you this money. But it'll put my life in danger. What should I do?
Right.
I gave her the ultimatum. I gave her the choice.
Yeah.
She says, I don't want you getting in trouble. Don't write it.
Right.
Remember, so that was another one of the tests. Go, well, you know what? This chick's into me. Joe likes when I bring back the old chestnuts.
You get a but she also gets a co-writing thing, which means there's going to be shit going to her house too.
Because
you wanted to help write that.
Yeah.
So I still get messages from the Saudi sheikh, which I ignore. I go, it's not a good life. I just want to write something fun with you. She goes, okay, if you say so. I go,
I'm sorry, you didn't read that in the right turn. Okay, if you say so.
Fine, if you put it like that.
Sosa says so.
I go, do you want me in that lifestyle with porn stars and alcohol again? Remember, I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've had relapses. I've been suicidal. I blew out my TV.
And if I pose that, if I think you posed that question to her before, too.
I have.
Yeah.
She goes, of course not. I go, okay. I just like the creativity of it all.
Yeah.
I was hired to write absurd and funny porn. With you, it might be nice to write something romantic. But if you wanted funny, I would do that, too. She goes, when were you hired to do that? It part of the alcohol and stuff? I go, I don't understand, and I still don't. She goes, isn't that funny porn part of the bad porn people? I go, yes. They thought I would be good at it. Oh, remember the bad porn people who have hitmen in Africa because they got screwed out of a porn deal in the Benin Republic. Remember, I have hitmen in Africa.
Yeah.
That do remember, and I said, because remember, she came clean with me when she came clean and said, I really didn't write the porn.
Right.
And I said, oh, these people will not be pleased.
She said she didn't write the porn?
Remember, she told me, I have to be clear. My cousin wrote the porn. Remember, she did
I
that?
Didn't remember.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That was one of the big revelations.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was one of the big revelations when we did, when she told me she was who she was.
Oh, that's kind of a letdown.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, Joe, I'm sure you'll take her for her word at that.
Well,
but
no. Yeah, really, what am I doing?
I know. I
just did all the editing on that whole segment for about a month, so I've been listening over and over and over again. So it's like,
she might have written it. I don't know.
Well,
isn't that funny porn part of the bad porn? People go, yes, they thought I would be good at it. I guess they were correct. It was fun. It was absurd. With you, we could just write it, but it would never get acted out, so it would be just for fun. She goes, have you written it already? I go, nope, haven't written porn in a long time. She goes, when did they hire you to write it? I go, gosh, not sure. I recall to be exact, LOL. Probably a little over 3 years ago. Time kind of blurs, and though the money was coming in, I never paid attention to it. Money never really meant much to me, just everybody around me. Why do you ask? She goes, just wanted to know. I go, would you prefer me as a wealthy porn writer or a poor comedian? Pip?
Poor comedian.
Joe?
I'm going to go for poor comedian.
Poor comedian for the win.
Mm-hmm.
I go, how come? If I was wealthy, maybe I could help you more. She goes, I know, but you can't help me if you were dead, and those bad people might hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if there's bad people that's going to hurt me, she wants to know them personally.
Well, you can't milk the cow if you don't feed it.
She was about to roll you a year ago.
There's that chance, but I might have gotten sold from those people.
Yeah, it's a different,
I'll get a different
I think this is a different. I think this is a different team, Joe. I go, I guess. I feel bad, though. She goes, why do you feel bad? I go, because you were looking for somebody to take care of you, and all you found was me. Sad face.
Mm.
She goes, well, I made that decision, and I should stand by. I've invested this much time into you.
Yeah, right.
So it's like a real marriage.
Yeah.
I go, the decision to be with me once I became broke? She goes, be with you anyhow you are. Good answer, Belinda.
Whoa. Nice volley. I go,
thanks, babe. Are you home? She goes, oh, sorry about that. I got home about 10 minutes ago. Good, good. I go, I worry about you. She goes, thanks for that. Well, I better get going. I have a long drive ahead of me. She goes, where are you performing? I go, Bristol, PA. I go, do you listen to me when we speak? I tell her it's in Pennsylvania. She asks how long it is. I go, 2.5 hours. I go, I got to go. Have a great night, doll. Sweet dream, smiley face. She goes, safe journey, hun. Love you.
Oh.
Heart. I go, love you too. She goes, bye. And that is March 15th, 2013.
Year of the Lord, alright.
So, any thoughts before we get out of here?
Beware the Ides of March.
Well, you want to know something? You say, don't you remember anything I tell you? I think she's had pretty good attention to detail on a lot
of
that.
I think
stuff.
We got the same writer.
Yeah.
Not like it used to be.
I mean, she's bringing some stuff up that, like, we're even going, oh, Jesus Christ.
I know.
You know,
yeah, she remembered. Well,
you got to remember it's also been a year for us. You know,
right,
it's a period of months
for
her.
But you got to remember on my part, I'm back in that year.
That's true.
Getting all the clips. And I did,
you're not that far ahead, though. You're in September.
I know, but I didn't, you know. There's some
and we both went,
really.
Duh? Really? I don't
So what do you think?
Either.
Think this is real? Think she can't tell me the truth. Think the next video chat will be her and me, and she can never tell me that truth because she knows I'll flip my lid. Mm-hmm. Or she's keeping the lie to keep the scam going. I think those are very two distinct possibilities.
But the whole thing is, like I said before, you posed four questions to her that she danced around, and then two paragraphs later she's telling you, I want you to know the truth. Well, damn it all, why don't you just tell me 5 minutes ago?
Yeah. Yeah, no, still not really. I mean, interesting scammer.
Interesting scammer. That's my pet name for her.
The interesting scammer. Though,
she's the best.
Interesting scammer.
Hasn't threatened to put a bullet in my ass.
No, and after some of the things you said to her, you deserve it.
Oh, I push her buttons.
Oh, my God.
I just, it's like such a world of like non-truths, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like a transparent. I'd say from the past hour, looking into both stories, it's like such a transparent world where you don't have anywhere to lean on. You know, you don't know who to believe, who not. There's not one solid, concrete thing in the past two stories that we've done in the past, hour and a half since the break?
Yeah.
In the past,
that's true. No, I was really going to the Comedy Works in Bristol, PA that night. It's true, Joe.
Yeah, you know,
I had a gig. I know that's hard. Well, you think that's the biggest lie that we've heard, but
as Davin said earlier, like about him to me about being the voice of reason in certain situations and how frightening it is. Davin is the touchstone in both of these stories because he's the only thing that's real in both of them.
You should be scared.
Yeah,
but you know, but here's the interesting thing. You know, when I'm dealing with all these people, I seem to get different reactions than most people do. I don't. Maybe they can sense the crazy in me.
It's not that, Davin. It's you're operating from a non-emotional. Excuse me. You're operating from a non-emotional place.
Right.
That's what I do in my marriage. Works well.
I do it too.
I don't invest in that.
Me,
either,
not so much.
So I'm fine.
But you're operating in a non-emotional place.
Yeah.
Where you're looking at things totally different.
But see, but this is a different take from you, because in the past you've accused me of being too much invested with Belinda.
True.
But with the new story creeping up, you know, the new story with that woman from Japan.
Ann Jackson,
you're operating from a non-emotional place. I mean, still with our regular story, there's been a little slip. Even tonight, there was a little, you know, a little aw shucks in you, you know?
Yeah. She's my special scammer gal.
But
yeah.
But still, I mean, well, you know, when you take a break, like, really, you know.
Listen, if I didn't, let's be realistic, if I didn't have my wife,
and
I wasn't as cynical as I am, and I'm a single guy, you could fall for this scammer.
Yeah.
This is the type of scammer where Joe says, well, if you were emotionally involved, you would overlook that. This is the type of scammer you could fall for. Now, keep in mind, I would probably be a boring sod. You know, I'd probably be, you know, I love you. You're wonderful. But, you know, I got the wife and kids. I'm not going anywhere. And so I can make up.
That's where the Vassiola sisters come in.
You love the crap I add, don't you?
I just, like I said, I'm like thinking things in the Zoom work. I'm like, the Vassiola sisters.
That's why people who have not been with us over the years that we've been doing it, because we go back to 2012 already.
Yeah.
I really got to go back. You're missing a lot of the craziness, which sets up what we're doing now.
That's true. Amazing to think we started that in 2012.
I know.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
All right.
Can't believe it.
So you like where we've gone with Belinda?
Yeah.
Gave you a little bit of interrogation?
Yes, like that.
You think I get the video chat?
I don't know, but I am very intrigued to see, very interested to see where that goes, because that video chat is a very important thing, where you're going with this relationship.
I'm on record right now and say, even if I do get the video chat, Joe's going to move the goalpost again, like he always does.
Because if you do get the video chat, where are we going in the where when we get to the point? If you do get the video chat, quite possibly you might
had it before.
And I'm not doubting that. Now, and you get that chat. Where are we going to be in that chat? What are we going to discuss? Have we moved forward? Have we backwards? Are we still spinning our wheels? The video chat is no more than you and her writing back, but you see her on camera. Is it going to still be more of the same, or are we going to get to some concrete, heart-thinning things? You even said, well, I want some answers to some questions, and I'm sure you're going to have them. Are we going to get these answers?
Yeah.
That remains to be seen. Even if you get the video chat and you're still not getting the answers to the questions, you have the video chat. Hey, that's great. Good for you. Where are we now?
I guess if you're invested in this, you got to keep coming back. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny how a radio
show. Damn you, Devin. Damn you.
It's episodic radio.
I know. Yes. No, it is.
Like the old days, like what Joe likes to listen to in SiriusXM.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I love the old-time radio channel on that. I was listening to my stories. He goes, can we put something else on? I go, this is Johnny Dollar. What's the matter? He's about to solve this case.
All right. I get two rats asses about Johnny Dollar.
Oh, that's a great show.
Who cares? All right, let's thank some people for making this possible.
Please.
Shall we? Okay, Joe, let's thank them.
Oh, that was a callback from last week. This is why you should stick around for the credits. We're Joe's favorite inanimate objects.
Yet, for some reason, we're upright at the end of the night.
I'm crunchy.
Oh, I wish I was at that BBW.
Did you really have to post the adventures of my jizz sock on Facebook?
Yeah,
so embarrassing.
What?
He goes, it's Joe's slop towel in his jizz sock. And he posted like, yeah, we talked about Joe's slop towel and jizz sock.
Oh, God.
They're not real, the slop towel is, but you know.
No, Joe, if you believe, they're real.
If you believe, he will come.
Yeah. Yes, he will! It's been a little cold in the bedroom, but there's always time for me and Joey.
Don't you keep stop feeding him setups?
I'm sorry.
Dumbbell, read them.
Yeah, he needs to feed me.
I could not help myself.
Can't we get to Reese?
Yeah, we're going to talk about some food places.
And then Joe's going to get excited when he says, Pod Almighty!
And that's where you come in, Tube Sock.
Yay!
Who comes in, Tube Sock?
We should find a sheet for Pip's bed when she gets excited. Yeah, baby! I'm 700 thread count!
I was not on that couch, but I could have been.
Be careful, fissure ahead.
I do not like you getting your liquids on me. I am made of Egyptian cotton. How dare you have you and your various multiple orgasms on top of me. I do not like that right now. I will tell you right now, Pip Helix, you will never come on this sheet again.
How did it become a sheet?
No, come on this sheet again.
Okay.
When people climax, it's called coming.
I understand that, but the voice you used...
I used Bix, because I thought that would be a horrible voice for a sheet. Nothing makes you want to get laid.
Oh, okay.
That's why I did the Bix impersonation.
Okay, I'm like, what is the sheet book, you know?
It certainly doesn't make me want to come.
Do not doubt me! I heard you came with another book.
You cannot come on this. You cannot come on this sheet anymore. You can...
Oh, Pip, you can spend time with me and Joe. Everybody comes away together.
I hear Chata has down pillows. I do not want to go through the
Chata. Wait a minute. Is that the other sock?
Oh, I think for you we're going to need a tarp.
Maybe a slow rug. A throw rug, too. We've seen her at the buffet.
Oh, it's going to be a party.
Do not go. I'm getting my voice. Fuck it. Let me do reads.
This is when you turn it on?
Yeah. And he's using the hand.
Like, I'm an asshole and I'm tired.
If I was doing that, he'd rip me apart.
I know.
But you're not.
I know, because it's funny.
I'll give you a pass.
Well, if you were doing it, might not be. He'd probably have that old cowboy western voice. I have three voices. One of them's Bix. You have three voices. One of them's the cowboy. All right, let's thank some people and places for making this be what it is.
Thanks.
Oh, great for learning karate and self-defense. That's success martial arts. Perfect together as a family. Oh, I don't like that. Or by yourself. Oh, now I'm interested. Whether you wanted to learn in a class environment like an orgy, or you in private lessons like me and Joey have, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call. Learn more at 845-469- 1716 or check them out at smacenters.com.
Dumbbell's going to lose his voice by the end of this week. He can't go that long doing that voice. That's a tough voice to do.
It really is. Your jizz sock is not easy to do. Yet you managed to do it on a regular basis.
Oh, that's
Tom
funny.
Says, okay, Joe's jizz sock is doing the live reads now.
Yeah, hey, I want to do reads too.
Oh, no.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, and I know Joe is, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey.
Now, if I were you, I would have done the slop towel on the Goldberg's read because some of that chow wound it up on there because it was such good food.
Real.
I do not plan properly.
Nah.
I did it last week on the Goldberg's read.
Okay,
you got to spread your inanimate objects around.
Gotcha.
Come back next week for Pip Helix's nipple clamps. Anyway.
Oh,
you like me to pinch.
Wait a minute.
Ooh, why is that the inverted nipple? It make my job harder.
Hold on a second. What Japanese. Sponsor is that?
I don't know. Oh, really? Now you're going to be fucking racist against nipple clamps? Where do you want your nipple clamps made, you prick?
Wait a minute. They're No, wait a minute. They were nipple clamps.
They were nipple clamps.
You caught a break. She just saved your ass on that. Continue.
Pip Helix with your nip and tit. Oh, you saved bit. Oh, take that, Joe Curry. Look, now, fuck you. Oh, fuck a woo.
The girls often save the bit.
You caught a break.
I deserve one. Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey.
I'm sure the sponsors are happy about this.
They are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache. They'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor and done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Not an inanimate like me. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescosrestaurant.com, and when you call, don't forget to ask them about their comedy night. Goldberg's famous bagel and kosher-style deli of Chester, New York, in Orange County, brings their fresh, delicious water bagels of New York every morning. They got a wide variety of bagels, all types of bagels, all fresh. When you have the Goldberg's bagel, you don't want another bagel. Linda's isn't going to cut it.
No.
It's like when you have sex. I all of a sudden, I aren't as popular. Don't look at me like that.
I'm not looking at you. The slap towel should be talking.
You can use them for your reads.
No, but it's perfect for the Goldbergs reading.
I understand, Joe. I'm tired. Okay, Joe!
Because he spilled some of that damn good chow got on the slop towel. Yes. All the thing that the slop towel, that's its favorite stuff to get spilt on.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, just talking about the chow. Joe got, like, these awesome sandwiches and everything. They have the zombie. It's like, ugh, so good. So good. And they got the bagels and everything. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. You go to Goldberg's. They got it covered for you. They're open at 5 a.m. during the week, 6 a.m. on the weekends. You go to 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, and you visit them. Or you give them a call at 845-469-8505. And, you know, listen, they support us. They support the veterans. You mention us or you're a veteran, you get 10% off. Surf Easy's VPN for your iPhone, Android, or computer is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. That's what I should make the read. Surf Easy wraps all of your data in bank-grade encryption, preventing hackers, snoopers, and even your ISP from spying on your online activities. Use it to secure your public Wi-Fi hotspots or anytime you want to remain private. Surf Easy also hides your location, IP address, and other trackable information from your websites you visit. Take back control of your online privacy today with a free account from Surf Easy. Sign up at surfeasy.com or download it from your favorite app store. And, of course, we're giving away another Surf Easy Total VPN in a few weeks. All you got to send in is a submission for your biggest fool. My company, Sidesplitting Productions, comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, socks! And slop towels.
Tom wants to know, what's next? Uncle Paul's babysitting service?
I think it might be a little creepy, but possibly. Yeah. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com or call us up 551-404-3094. Pip, where can people normally hear this?
They can hear us at Wicked Radio, WKAD Radio, Clutch and Wiggle, CyanNetRadio.com, TalkSuperStation.com, The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com, iHeartRadio, TheIndieAuthority.com, yay, RuthlessRadio.fm, Davinsden.com, and now they can hear us at ExtremeJams.com. That's X-T-R-E-M-E Jams, JAMZ.com.
Yeah, they can hear us when Joey gets back to me.
Yes, when Joey gets back to him, you can hear us at that new station. Also, downloads are available at DavinComedy.com, DavinStand.com, PodAlmighty.com.
PodAlmighty?
That's different. Stitcher.com.
Oh, I see you want new accents too.
iTunes, Android app, iHeartRadio, and RuthlessRadio.fm. Joe?
The Carrie Edelman Show, unique and different by God by incorporating guest past and present experiences. That gal's got some interviews and she explores and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, writers in the entertainment industry today. So check her out. Check her show out live Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or if you got the intranet, listen live or check out past shows and go to blogtalkradio.com/Carrie Edelman.
Yeah.
The Watson and Watson Show. The Watson and Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other over different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in Italian family terms, discussion passionately about it. So if you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you can have basically the whole family enjoy, tune on in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WatsonandWatson.com.
You sound like the baby on the family.
Ooh,
Stewie?
Stewie.
Damn you.
Damn you.
All right. We want to thank comedian Ari Teeman. Check out AriTeeman.com. That was great.
That was great.
It's a great story.
Yes.
You guys get your fools stories in. Go to email us, Davin@DavinComedy.com. Oh, we'll do more with Ann Jackson next week. We'll do more with my girlfriend next week. We'll come up with some other shenanigans for you people. I'll let you people know if I remember what happened with my softball team.
Yeah.
You know, we got all sorts of fun and interesting stuff. But until then, thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.
Good night.